Suspense only.
Majority Report, Air America Radio.
This is Richard Dreyfuss. There are thousands of youngsters across the country who want to experience the benefits of a musical education. Because of budget cuts in our schools, many of these vital programs are at risk. The Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation supplies instruments to music programs so that our children are able to learn. Here's how you can help.
For more information on the Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation, call 818-784-6787, 818-784-6787, or go to www.mhopus.org.
Every year, the kids all go to Walmart, and we're all able to buy gifts for each other. That's probably the most special part, shopping together and spending that quality time one-on-one with each other. Without Walmart, we would definitely not be able to do this. Everything is so affordable, and they have everything we need in one store. The kids are more excited to watch someone else open a gift than to even open one themselves. I think that's because our mom taught us that it's always better to give than to receive. Our house is a really busy place during the holidays. It's small, but they say love grows best in a small house.
Get behind the mic. Madison's new progressive talk station. The Mic. 92.1. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Greg Black. Authorities in Colorado say they are 99% sure a body found today in the debris of a jet crash is that of Teddy Ebersol. The 14-year-old son of NBC sports chief Dick Ebersol had been missing and presumed dead after the jet crashed on takeoff Sunday. Dick Ebersol and an older son both survived the crash. In fact, coroner Mark Young believes the older son may have actually rescued his father.
As far as I know, the only person who was not ejected was Mr. Ebersol, and Charlie went back and the 21-year-old went back and pulled his father out of the airplane.
The pilot and a flight attendant were both killed in that crash. Seven soldiers were killed today when an Army Black Hawk helicopter crashed in Texas. The chopper apparently hit a television transmission tower that was missing its warning lights. A station official says those lights were knocked out last week by severe storms. The U.S. Supreme Court today declining to review the Massachusetts court ruling that legalized gay marriage in that state. CNN Radio's Dick Juliana reports from Washington.
Without comment, the Supreme Court has rejected a challenge to the state court ruling that has made Massachusetts the only state in the nation with legalized same-sex marriage. The justices had been asked to overturn the decision by the Massachusetts Supreme Court, but they refused. In the past year, at least 3,000 gay Massachusetts couples have wed, but their status as married couples could change in 2 years when Massachusetts voters are expected to have their say. Dick Uliano, CNN Radio, Washington.
Also today, the High Court heard arguments on the legality of medical marijuana laws. The CIA is analyzing yet another videotape reportedly made by Osama bin Laden's second-in-command. On the tape, Ayman al-Zawahiri threatens continued attacks on the United States unless the country changes its policies towards Muslims. This is CNN Radio News.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For over 25 years, we've been brightening people's holidays with the most magical gift. Name a star after someone. For only $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will send an incredible personalized gift package and record the new star name in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. This is an eternal gift that's never forgotten. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
You have one saved GameStop holiday shopping message.
Hey, Mom, I don't have time to do a Christmas shopping list this year because I'm super busy. So how about going to GameStop to get me a GameStop gift card? They're the biggest video game store in the country, Mom, and they have the hottest games and anything else I need. And these guys know games, in case you want to shop, but you can just get me the GameStop gift card, okay? Not that I don't trust you, but gotta go.
Buy any two used video games or DVDs and get one free. See GameStop for details. Offer good through Sunday, December 5th, 2004.
A new study suggests that something as simple as a salt water spray could be effective in reducing the spread of germs that cause measles, flu, and other diseases. CNN Radio's Maria Boynton has the story.
The focus of the research was to understand the nature of the bioaerosol that comes out of human lungs. In patients with illnesses that can be spread to others, lead researcher Dr. David Edwards says a nebulized saline solution decreased the number of particles breathed, talked, or coughed out by 72%.
Something that's perfectly safe and delivered actually very
very commonly can be used to diminish the amount of particles that we expire.
Edwards is with Harvard University. The research is included in this week's issue of Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Maria Boynton, CNN Radio Atlanta.
Police in suburban Detroit say they now know who threw a chair during the Pistons-Pacers brawl last week. They aren't releasing his name, but they say the man is a 35-year-old season ticket holder. Charges are pending. This is news from CNN Radio. Well, the newest member of the Hollywood Walk of Fame, Japanese movie monster Godzilla. CNN Radio's Jim Roop has the gory details.
Godzilla is celebrating 50 years of invasions. Its creators say that they didn't think the monster would make it past one film, much less the 28 in which he starred. And as a final film is being released, honorary Hollywood Mayor Johnny Grant says there will be some famous cameos.
And I guess a lot of the monsters that he's fought with, over the years in those films, will also appear in this one.
And it'll be called Godzilla Final War. Grant says for those who wonder why Godzilla deserves a star, he says the idea is to honor the history of film, and Godzilla has played his part. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Hollywood.
And actor John Barrymore has died. The 72-year-old Barrymore, part of one of the most famous family dynasties in Hollywood, including his daughter, actress Drew Barrymore. I'm Greg Black. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Morning Sedition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
I'm here and I'm talking to you every day, and we're taking calls and we're looking at what's going on. And then, you know, you go out, you know, I ask who you're voting for, and they're like, nah, I don't care. And then I'm walking around like yesterday, and I'm like, why do all these people look like, you know, this isn't a very important day? Because apparently about 48% of them, they didn't give a crap. It wasn't an important day to them. It just was another day.
Morning Sedition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The mic, 92.1.
Man, I can't believe you got tickets.
Yeah, Josh, you the man.
Guys, we gotta keep moving if we're gonna get there early.
Hustling up.
Right. ATM machine, I'm a little light on cash.
Yo, wait up, Greg, man. I think I might have some for you.
Whoa, $50.
Pretty generous.
Hey.
You sure you're Jewish? Come on, Josh, don't get all sensitive on me, man. It was a joke. Will you tell him, Rob?
What do you want me to tell him? That I didn't think it was funny either?
Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Now, Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk. The mic, 92.1. Mike Malloy.
Good evening, Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for joining us. Welcome back, all you folks that took some time off for Thanksgiving. Good to see you again. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. So anytime the spirit moves you tonight, give us a holler, okay? A lot of stuff happened over the past week. Most of it got right past me. I just decided to, with some time off, to ignore it all. And you know what? After coming back, after kind of checking out of the news cycles for about 8 or 9 days, I come back and last night turned on CNN, and it was like nothing changed. Everything's pretty much the same. A lot of people are demanding, are in the streets demanding that the government stand aside where it concerns an election, just taking too much fraud. Too bad it's not here. It's Ukraine. Huh? Well, what is it about the Slavs? What is it about them when they feel that their election is being sold, whether it's Georgia or Ukraine or Serbia, you know, when they feel like their election has been stolen or fraudulently handled, they just go to the streets. They just say, no, ain't going to happen. Not going to happen. I guess it's because they struggled for so long to get the right to vote, whereas we in this country, most of us, except our women and our Negroes, have always had the right to vote. Right? But anyway, we'll get to all that a little bit later in the program tonight. There were black box tea parties around the country over the weekend. On November 27th, about 125 people turned out in Port Townsend, Washington, for a Boston-style tea party. T standing for Total Electoral Access and Accountability. T. Get it? Earlier in the day, according to the information I have here, there were demonstrations in Times Square, New York, Westport, Connecticut, Chicago, East Hampton, Massachusetts, Kansas City, and Tempe, Arizona. Black box tea party. The issue is staying alive. I will do everything that I can to keep it alive. I'm getting kind of a queasy feeling, though, that it's going to work in favor of the Bush crime family. We're going to talk about that a little bit later in the program tonight. This is whoever sent this to me said more right-wing lunacy. This is just insane. Just insane. This is from the Hoosier Gazette in Indiana. There is a congressman there who represents the 8th District in Indiana named John Hostetler. And get this, he has been convinced by local religious groups to introduce legislation in the U.S. House of Representatives that would change the name of Interstate 69 to a more moral-sounding number. It's in the paper, the Hoosier Gazette. Oh, my God. Here's what it says. There are plans to extend the interstate from Indianapolis through southwestern Indiana all the way through Texas into Mexico in the coming years. You see, that'll make it easier to put American jobs on the highway and send them south. It says here, while most believe this highway will be good for the state's economy... Sure. While most believe this highway will... Okay, whatever. Religious conservatives believe I-69 sounds too risque and want to change the interstate's number. Representative Hostetler, who is a proponent of the interstate extension, agrees. Here's what he says. Well, every time I've been out in the public with an I-69 button on my lapel, teenagers point and snicker at it. I've had many ask me if they can have my button. I believe it is time to change the name of the highway. It is the moral thing to do. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hostetler says, naming the road I-63 not only follows the numbering guidelines for the interstate system, it doesn't have the sexual undertones that I-69 has. It is a win-win situation. I can't. How much more? Dear God. God, how much more? Interstate 69. Yeah, that's an immoral highway. Oh, God. All right, we'll post this link. Don't write to me and ask me where the story is. We'll post the link. I swear to you. Oh, my God. I just wonder if here in Georgia they'll change their cities here. There's a city here, Eaton. And, of course, there's Cumming, Georgia, which is right above Atlanta. And Cumming, Georgia, is right next to Cobb County, where they believe in the talking snake theory of creation and want all the evolution references removed so as not to pollute and corrupt Georgia's Ute. So Cumming, Georgia, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. It probably should be done. And I wonder if a city between Eaton and Cumming could be called Throbbing. Throbbing, Georgia. All right. That's enough before we lose our license. But I don't make this stuff up. You know, I-69, all of a sudden, oh, well, we can't have that. What's wrong with you religious freaks? What is wrong with you? Oh, my God, what do you want besides everything? We've been on the air 8 minutes, and already I can feel the blood pressure going up around explode. A group of former London school children who sang on Pink Floyd's classic, Another Brick in the Wall. You knew this was going to happen, right? They've lodged a claim for unpaid royalties. 23 teenage pupils from Islington Green School secretly recorded the vocals for the track, which, as you probably know, is the third biggest selling album in history. So now, what was that, 25 years ago? So now they're saying, oh, oi, wait a minute, what about me freaking royalties, eh? The music teacher at the school took the children to a nearby recording studio without permission of the headmistress back in 79, and they recorded it. And the school got £1,000. The what they're looking for here is 23 of these kids to receive about £200 each. Oh, they're not kids anymore. These are people in their 30s, late 30s? I don't know, whatever. Well, I think they should get everything they're entitled to. I really do.
Freaking royalties, that's what we want. Go on, eat your meat. You can't have any pudding if you don't. Wait a minute. Better watch out what I'm saying there.
God. I constantly wonder, just like the guy who wrote What's the Matter with Kansas, how much longer these stupid religious conservatives in this country can be jerked around, and social conservatives. Ha, you people have collectively have got to be the dumbest group of sheep. Yeah, you have a lot of power. You really do. First, you're poor losers. You control every institution of government in the country, and you control the press, and you're still a bunch of whiny-ass crybabies. You know, y'all make me sick. You really do. But having said that, you're also the dumbest group of morons I've ever seen in my life. An example was today. Remember what you were told in the run-up to the election? George Bush is going to save you from the queers getting married. You know, if the queers got married, then marriage was over. Oh, God, it's just going Well, the Supreme Court, by deciding not to hear a case today, made a very important ruling. You know what it is, but we'll talk about it when we come back. Right now, we want to think about some more of the bleeding royalties. That was what we want to think about. Stick around, mate. I'm Mike Malloy, it's Air America. We got to change your name. It can't be I-69.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
I called this meeting because one of you, and I have my suspicions who it is, left this in my desk.
Xanarex?
Was it you, Schmidt?
No, sir.
Boyd?
Not me.
It was me, sir.
Ah, I should have known. Thank you, Jones. Finally, something worked.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denerex. Denerex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Thanks for taking an interest, Jones.
Oh, I'm interested.
Are you finally ready for Denerex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denerex Dandruff Shampoo. If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denerex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denerex.com.
The Al Franken Show. Pure genius.
The states where were actually hit by terrorists, Pennsylvania, New York, we went for Kerry, and we, you know, it just drives me crazy, this liberal elitist stuff. George W. Bush isn't an elitist? George W. Bush, whose family has gone to Yale since the 1850s?
The Al Franken Show, 11 till 2.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
Are you a business owner or manager? Are you interested in increasing your sales and traffic? Would you like to invite quality, educated prospects into your business? If so, you need to step up to the mic. The Mic 92.1 is Madison's fastest growing radio station, reaching a new listening audience on a new station in a new format. You think these consumers might be interested in new products and services like yours? We do, and we want to help you talk to them. The Mike's Marketing Solutions team specializes in custom programs that help you use your hard-earned dollars in the most efficient and effective way. Call the Mike today at 276-1300. The Mike listeners are passionate about their favorite shows and their favorite station. They're loyal to their new station and loyal to the sponsors that support it. Let us show you how to invite them into your business. Step up to the Mike 92.1 and put us to work for you. Call the Mike at 276-1300. Thank you for listening and supporting Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
What do you get when people bring their groups together? Healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. So if you're involved with a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
This message is provided by your Clear Channel station. Home is where the heart is, so join us in showing your local spirit.
New technology is helping many parents become better informed. For example, Bob Watkins knew something was bothering his 13-year-old stepdaughter. She had been a straight-A student, but her grades were falling, and she was spending more and more time on the Internet. Through an inexpensive software program, Watkins was able to record everything his daughter was doing on the Internet. What he discovered was shocking. His stepdaughter was getting inappropriate messages from her 37-year-old middle school teacher. The software, called Spectre, discreetly recorded every email, every chat conversation, every instant message, every website, and every keystroke typed. It had recorded the emails and chat conversations between the girl and her teacher, who was arrested and convicted. More information is available on Spectre by visiting www.spectrepro.com or by calling 1-888-621-1143.
Listen online at themike921.com. Don't miss a minute of Unfiltered, weekday mornings from 8 to 11, only on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
Past the hour. I just got an email from one of Detroit's top talk jocks. It's Peter Werbe, who is on WRIF-FM on Sundays, 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. And Peter, thanks for the email about the I-69 thing, but I can't read on the air what you wrote. Can't do it, pal. No, can't do it. And it's just the innuendo. Nice try, though, Pete. Yeah, if you live in the Detroit area, tune him in. Listen to him. RIF, WRIF-FM. It's a rock station. And Peter has a show there, Night Call. You know, I used to work together on the Now Roadkill, i.e. America Radio Network. What else we got here? Just trying to catch up on a few things. Oh yeah, the Supreme Court thing. It just never fails to amaze me how stupid the religious and political right is in this country. How willing they are to be used. You know, you people never come back 4 years later and say, "Well, you told me last time you were going to get the queers. You didn't." You know, and stuff like that.
"You're going to stop abortion, and you didn't."
Never. They don't do it. They don't hold. They're just so easily jerked around, you know? Just so easily, these right-wingers. Hitler discovered that. Stalin discovered it. Mussolini, Franco, Hirohito. You know, the totalitarians, the world-class totalitarians understood long ago that the sheep are easily manipulated. Very easily. But you folks really are the gold standard. It just never stops. What happened today, the Supreme Court sidestepped this gay marriage thing in Massachusetts. The Supreme Court rejected a challenge by conservative groups to the status of that Massachusetts law as the only state that sanctions same-sex marriages. The justices had been asked to overturn the decision by the Massachusetts High Court to legalize gay marriage, and they declined without comment. They just said, go back to church and pray, and we'll come around and screw you 4 years from now. You know, just get out of here. It just cracks me up. It just cracks me up. Next is the constitutionality of the Ten Commandments displays on government property. Right? These are important issues to the haters, to the Christ killers in this country. But you know, the so-called Christians. But it just cracks me up. Just over and over and over and over again. The little right-wing sheep in this this country are motivated to go to the polls and vote against their own best interests in order to stop the queers, in order to stop sick people from smoking pot, in order to abolish abortion, what else, Kathy? I mean, they have their little list, little agenda things that they always blame on activist judges or the devil or Clinton. Or that's the same thing, I guess. You know, and it never stops. Never stops. And they continually get smacked in the face. You know, either the Republican administration in Washington smacks them in the face, or the Supreme Court smacks them in the face, or the U.S. Senate smacks them in the face. Just over and over and over again. They keep coming back for more. "Yes, may I have some more, sir? May I have a bit more? Hit me again." Well, simple Scotty McClellan had a press briefing today, and you know, this issue came up about the Supreme Court's decision not to take up the case of gay marriage. One reporter, one of the crack White House reporters, said, "Scotty, the United States Supreme Court declined to take the appeal from the Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts ruling that allowed for same-sex couples to get married in Massachusetts. What's the president's reaction to that, Scotty?"
Well, I think that the president continues to emphasize the importance of moving forward on a constitutional amendment that would allow the people's voice to be heard and not allow this issue to be decided by activist judges or local officials who seek to redefine what is a sacred institution. The American people strongly support protecting the sanctity of marriage.
Shut
the activist
up.
Judges are seeking to redefine.
No, stop. No, you don't. No, that's fine right there. That's good enough. So what he says, he refers to the Massachusetts Supreme Court as local officials. Local officials. Boy, talk about raising your leg and peeing all over the highest court in the state of Massachusetts. Hey, Scotty, yo! That's Massachusetts. That's where this country fought its first battles for independence, moron. Oh, never mind. And he says, I think the president continues to emphasize the importance of moving forward on a constitutional amendment that would allow the people's voice to be heard. But the voices are being heard. Every time somebody says, "I do," the voices are being heard. Oh, I'm sorry, my bad. You're talking about the ones that say, "Oh, no! Oh, no!
We got to protect the sanctity of marriage, because you know what? If the queers get married, then, oh, I don't know, my wife will divorce me. My husband will have an affair with the woman down the street. So, you know. You right-wingers, you do make great comedy relief. It's a damn shame that you're so easily motivated, because you continually vote against your own interests. But you screw things up for us sane people, too. That's the part that bothers me. You know what I'm saying? This is I don't know what. Never mind. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
It's time for a progressive roll call.
I'm on the mic.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The mic 92.1 now brings you Madison's Progressive Voicemail. Call us at 663-7291 day or night to make your voice heard.
I love pretty much everything about this new station.
Tell us what you like or don't like, and we might use it on the air. Call 663-7291.
I just wanted to thank you. Thank you so much.
It's Madison's Progressive Voicemail from Madison's Progressive Talk. The mic 92.1.
Mr. Hampton, you're hired.
Thank you. You placed the largest newspaper help wanted ad I've ever seen.
652 words. Unbelievably pricey, but we found the perfect person. The only thing not in your ad was the salary.
Ah, for the first year, you'll make nothing.
What? Well, newspaper ad that size, we have to pay for it some way.
But how do I eat? Where do I sleep?
On a lovely cot in our boiler room. There's tons of canned food, and you can use the 7th floor bathroom day or night. Isn't that swell?
Yeah, swell.
What's more swell is helpwantedmadison.com. Unlimited words to describe the job, place as many ads as you want for one low price. Helpwantedmadison.com. Amazing. What's wrong with Mr. Saycate?
He placed a help wanted ad in the newspaper.
Again?
He used lots of words to describe the job.
Again?
He just got the humongous bill.
You were going to tell him about helpwantedmadison.com.
Well.
You said, unlike newspapers, with helpwantedmadison.com, you can use unlimited words to describe the job.
Even place as many ads as you want for one low price.
So why not tell him?
And missing his tear-streaked, runny nose, puffy eye breakdown every month?
He just blew his nose in his tie.
Ew.
Helpwantedmadison.com. Long name, amazing results.
I heard about this company dumping toxins in local rivers, and I called their executives to say stop, but I never got through to anyone except secretary after secretary. In the meantime, the rivers are being destroyed, birds and fish are dying, and the local kids are getting sick with cancer. So I organized a huge protest, and we actually got the company shut down. And everyone starts celebrating until we realize that half the town's now unemployed. The welfare offices can barely handle the overload. People are being kicked out of their homes. And to top it all off, the rivers are still contaminated. The birds and fish are still dying. And most of the kids with cancer are twice as sick because they can't get the health care they need since their parents lost the health insurance they had when they worked for the company that dumped all the toxins in the first place.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. And just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Kid A can hit a 15-foot jump shot. Kid B can calculate the launch angle at which a projectile with a mass of 1.31 pounds and accelerating at a horizontal velocity of 11.3 miles per hour must be released in order to strike a target 15 feet away. Kid A is going to college. Kid B needs your help to go too. So support the United Negro College Fund and call 1-800-332-UNCF, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. This message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Provocative, powerful, passionate, patriotic. It's an American radio revolution. The Mike, 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk.
This didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air America.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderstand. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
Yeah, always. It's about 25 before the hour. So the Supreme Court says, nah, we're not going to take that issue. And they rejected the gay marriage, a ruling on the gay marriage issue in Massachusetts that was brought by several of these half-witted right-wing religious groups. The Supreme Court rejected hearing it without comment, which usually is, you know, the Supreme Court uses various ways to show its disdain for the cases that attorneys or plaintiffs might attempt to bring before such an august body, right? And one of the ways that shows the most disdain is to reject the possibility of a hearing without a comment, you know, nothing. You know, they didn't say, oh, look, come on, stop, take this back to Massachusetts. Oh, no, go through the federal appeal. No, none of that. They just, what? This? So, again, I want to play this for you again because I want to play these two sound bites back to back. This is simple Scotty McClellan at the press briefing today on the decision by the court not to hear it. The first reporter says the U.S. Supreme Court declined to take the appeal from the Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts ruling that allowed for same-sex couples to get married in Massachusetts. What's the president's reaction to that? And Scotty said,
well, I think that the president continues to emphasize the importance of moving forward on a constitutional amendment that would allow the people's voice to be heard and not allow this issue to be decided by activist judges or local officials, yeah, who seek to redefine what is a sacred institution.
Uh-huh.
The American people strongly support protecting the sanctity of marriage.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Now, another reporter tries to clarify, or a second reporter comes back and says, Scott, and so the president's position, just to get this right, is that if a state wants to decide through a majority vote that it will allow for same-sex marriages, the president wants to have the federal government smash that down and make sure that no state can decide that? Is that what you're saying?
The activist judges are seeking to redefine marriage for the rest of society, and the people's voice is not being heard in this process.
Oh.
That's why the president is committed to moving forward with Congress on a constitutional amendment that would protect the sanctity of marriage and allow the people's voice to be heard in this important debate.
Now, I know what you're thinking. You're saying Malloy just played the same soundbite twice in a row. No. No, that's two different sound bites. But you're right. It sounds like, yeah, doesn't it? Huh? That's because they pulled the string on the back of Scotty's head. Well, they didn't pull the string. It was activated by this this laser beam that operates from inside the White House. Karl Rove sits back there, and I don't know how they do it. I have no idea. But I read this in the Hoosier Gazette that they have a laser beam, and it goes zzzz, and then Scotty just repeats. When he gets into a situation like this one, he just repeats. Well, you know, the activist judges are, you know, the people's voice is not being heard, and the activist judge, you know, they're trying to destroy marriage, and it's a sacred institution. It's a sacred institution. Medical marijuana. That one's going to be heard. Matter of fact, the arguments were presented by both sides today. This is a case brought by representatives of a woman named Angel Raich. Is that how you say her name? She has a brain tumor, and she uses marijuana to ease the pain. She's a mother of two. She has the support of her doctor and a California medical marijuana law when she lights her pot pipe every few hours. So the Supreme Court heard arguments today whether the fact that California has a law protecting her and she got it from her doctor, if is that enough to protect Ms. Raich from the federal government? Huh? The federal government, of course, and I don't care if it's Clinton under Clinton or Bush, you know, these psychopaths in the government that say, well, no exceptions for marijuana, even for people seriously ill, because, by God, we're in a war on drugs. We're in a war on drugs. We've been in a war on drugs for a number of years, and, of course, we're losing the war on drugs, but we're in the war on drugs. And we're going to fight the war on drugs, because the war on drugs is something that we need to fight, because if we don't fight the war on drugs, then there won't be any war on drugs. And, you know, it just doesn't get disgusting. So where it concerns people who are desperately ill, seriously ill, desperately ill, or not. What about somebody that just wants to get high? If, you know, if you're over a certain age. I don't know. Seriously, I don't recommend drug usage for anybody under the age, whatever the age is now that your brain cells are forming. I don't know. What is it? 20? 12? I don't know. A lot of kids are bar mitzvah. 13, right? Okay. Bat mitzvah? 13 years old. In the Catholic Church, you're confirmed. Your first confirmation is what? You're 13? You know, a lot of the tribal societies, you're 13. Well, that's what Judaism is. That's what Catholicism is. They're tribal societies, right? No? Okay. So I don't know. What is the age of consent? 18? 21? I don't know. Who knows anymore? You can go kill if you're 17, but you can't vote unless you're 18. And I don't know. I have no idea. But what about people who just want to smoke pot? Just want to get high? Or did God get it wrong again? Did he? Did God get it wrong? First, he got it wrong by creating people who happen to be gay. Well, that's a big error. And now he got it wrong by creating this little weird plant that's been around for, oh, I don't know, thousands of years? Oh, boy, this is pretty good. You know, I mean, it goes back how many thousands of years? People sit around a campfire and get high.
Oh, well, we can't any of that. No. Now, it's okay if you smoke cigarettes and die. It's okay if you drink alcohol and die. But you can't smoke pot and get high. You can't do it.
So anyway, the Supreme Court's going to hear this. And I maintain, even though the questions were kind of hostile today, from the Supremes, as they questioned the attorneys involved here, including the attorney for Angel Raich, even though the questions are kind of hostile, I get the impression, if this court, unless this court is totally hypocritical, don't send me an email. I understand. But unless they are totally hypocritical, these are Federalist Society people. These are people that believe in states' rights. These are people that believe in government by federation. A federation of independent operating jurisdictions, the states. A Federalist Society. Unless it's maybe marijuana. So unless they are just total hypocrites, which, you know, I guess I'm already answering my own question, or my own statement, or whatever, the Supremes are going to have to say, aren't they? This is up to the states. This is up to the states. Aside from the fact that it should not be a matter of law, medicine, to me, should not be a matter of law. If it's medicine that is being handled by, I mean, we have a certification process for doctors. It's called a medical license. It's a license to practice medicine. And it may vary a bit from state to state. But it's still a certification that says, okay, this man or this woman can diagnose and treat illness. So what the hell is it the business of the Justice Department if a doctor says to his or her patient, here, smoke this? Man, I've got a couple of posters at home out of magazines from the 40s. One is Ronald Reagan. One is John Wayne hawking cigarettes, you know, Chesterfield or Camels. Ronald Reagan, when he was a Hollywood actor, the one I've got of Ronald Reagan, it's from a magazine, And it's like a Christmas ad.
Ronald Reagan, famous movie star Ronald Reagan, says, get camels by the carton for your Christmas.
Okay, if it's okay to have people and doctors. Oh, didn't you love those? If you're over a certain age, you'll remember magazine ads that had doctors, you know.
This is Dr. Joe Franklin. He is a famous thoracic surgeon based in East Bumble Knees, Alabama. And Dr. Franklin recommends camels! Smoothen your T-zone!
You know what your T-zone is? Yeah, that's right. It's your throat and your lungs.
It's safe!
Now, see, that was allowed. Okay, it was allowed. Do you know when they said... And still... They have advertising in magazines for cigarettes with that little disclaimer down there. Stopping smoking now reduces carbon monoxide in your blood. Oh, really? Oh, okay. But medical marijuana, not even medical. Do you know how many people are in jail tonight for selling or possessing or smoking marijuana? Do you know how many families have been just beaten to pieces, fractured, broken? Because somebody wanted to smoke something God created. Of course, I don't believe that. I believe it was created by a series of accidental genetic permutations until finally you had, hi, my name's marijuana. Smoke me. But, you know, if the religious fundamentalists, if they say God created everything, well, this is two strikes, God. You got one left. You know, first you make queers and you make pot. Oh, wait a minute. You made poppies, too. And poppies have absolutely no use, do they? Well, they look pretty. But you put that little slice in them and the ooze comes out and you save it. And then you go to your local warlord and turn in your, you know, your opium thing. And then it goes and look what's happening in Afghanistan. Afghanistan has become a narco state. Thanks to George Bush and Hamid Karzai. It's a narco state. It makes the Colombians look like amateurs. This is a narco state, Afghanistan. Yay! Democracy thrives in Afghanistan. Yay! 130 Americans have died in Afghanistan, so it could be a narco state. Oh, yay! Yay, 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 yay!
Yeah, yeah, God's state. Yeah, yeah, God smells good.
Yeah, what if?
It's a bomb like some of us.
That he got from Tommy Chong.
Troposidite micropus, and he's the stress to rolling stone.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
It was the single largest loss of life from an enemy attack on American soil. It was also the biggest intelligence failure in the history of the United States. Critics are calling it one of the most important documents of the modern era, a must for anyone who wants to know the truth about 9/11, a riveting read that will alter the course of history. Could 9/11 have been prevented? For the first time, access documents, interviews, transcripts, and previously unreleased material. Learn why the highest levels of government ignored repeated warnings by the head of counterterrorism, how a presidential memo warning of terrorist hijackings went unheeded just 2 months before the attack. You heard the rumors, now get the
facts. Call us right now.
Toll free. 1-800-590-3488. Get the facts you deserve to know. 1-800-590-3488. The 9/11 Commission report you must have. Call us today. 1-800-590-3488. That's 1-800-590-3488.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
And now, the Republican Party. Here's the best part. It's going to implode. You're going to have the paleocons, the neocons, the evangelicals, and the moderates duking it out over the next 4 years for the heart and soul of the Republican Party. And 2008, get ready for a Clinton-Obama presidency and vice presidency. 2008 is going to be a sweet, sweet Democratic win. Easy peasy.
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
Okay, we got a Pentium 3 with a 256 meg cache.
Do you wish someone would just talk to you in English about your computer? Using your computer doesn't have to be intimidating. It can be a tool that keeps you connected to the world. Breathe Easy Computer Training will help you in your home learn how to use your computer, whether you're a beginner or learning to use a new piece of software. With friendly one-on-one service, Breathe Easy Computer Training eliminates the fear. You can email info@breatheeasycomputing.com or call 257-3379 for personalized training packages and gift certificates. Oh, and you will be able to understand every word. Bring some magic to this holiday season by taking your family to see Nutcracker Fantasy. One performance Saturday, December 11th. The director of Madison's own Nutcracker presents an original adaptation of the traditional music and dances you've come to cherish. Experience a performance that will last all season, featuring a live orchestra, spectacular staging, and captivating dancers. Be sure to see Madison's affordable Nutcracker Fantasy on Saturday, December 11th at the Wisconsin Union Theater. Call 262-2201 for tickets.
Daddy, I think Bullet wants to go outside.
Then take him, son. Sure, he's a Great Dane, meaner and 100 pounds heavier than you. But you're a Peterson, and at four, you're a man. So take Bullet's chain and wrap it around your wrist twice, and just keep him away from that cat.
Come on, buddy. Daddy!
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult, so why put them in adult seatbelts? For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
It's a familiar yet shocking story. According to the National Safety Council, over 43,000 people die in the U.S. each year in traffic crashes. But many of these deaths could have been prevented. Driving while impaired is a leading cause of car crashes. But alcohol is not the only problem. Often overlooked is drug-impaired driving. Drug-impaired driving is not just a result of illegal substances, but can also be caused by prescriptions and over-the-counter medications like antihistamines and anti-anxiety medications. These medications may affect your driving skills by inducing drowsiness or excitability, or by altering reaction times. You may be impaired and not even know it. The National Safety Council encourages Americans to take steps to protect themselves and their loved ones. Talk to your healthcare provider or pharmacist to learn the side effects of the medication you're taking. Carefully read your medication's warning labels. Ask your doctor about non-impairing alternatives. Don't take more than the recommended dose. Each of us has a responsibility to keep ourselves and others safe on the roads. For more about drug-impaired driving, visit the National Safety Council at nsc.org.
Set a button for Madison's new progressive talk station, The Mike, 92.1, home of the Air America Radio Network.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
You know, I used to do programs on the legalization of marijuana, and until I finally just gave up. It's just a tragic subject in this country, isn't it? The jailing, the harassing, the sending the police state and apparatus after people who decide that they want to smoke a joint or get high. Isn't that? And then when and I'm sorry to compare it to tobacco, but what else are you going to do? They're both weeds, and they are both highly cultivated now. I believe they both started as weeds, but they're highly cultivated. And they're sold, both of them are sold to make you high. And one of them will kill your ass deader than a doornail, and the other one does not. And the one that will kill you and make you sick is legal. And the one that will just make you happy is not. It's astonishing, isn't it? Huh? What was I used to do programs with people from the September, what was it, Kathy, the September organization? September Coalition? I believe that's what it was. Family members of people who are locked up for marijuana offenses. Marijuana offenses. I can think of a lot of reason to take people off the street, but smoking dope or selling pot or growing pot or exchanging pot or importing pot or whatever the hell you do with pot, the November Coalition, I'm sorry, whatever you do with pot, is that a reason to put people in prison? Is that a reason to give people 30 years, 40 years, 50 years of life? Because they have a bag of marijuana in their pocket or their backpack, and they sit down, roll a joint, and smoke it? That's the reason to lock people up? But the purveyors of death, really, really bad death, the tobacco industry, they're celebrated? Oh, Jesus. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? It's just incredible. Oh, well. The third issue. Sticking it to the right-wing Christian crazies in this country, the religious bigots and nuts, you know. The U.S. Supreme Court says, no, we don't care about queers getting married in Massachusetts. We don't care. The Supreme Court says, yeah, we'll hear this case about medical marijuana, but we're probably going to rule it's up to the states because we are all, except two or three of us, members or at least sympathizers with the Federalist Society, and we have to be consistent, and this is a states' rights issue. So, now, all right, the third one is Roe v. Wade, the right of a woman to have a safe abortion. Is it safe for the fetus? Hell no! It's death for the fetus! That's it! So what? It's death for your appendix when you go in and you want to get rid of it. It's death for anything in your body that you feel doesn't belong there. Now, I'll say it again. I'm a pro-choice, anti-abortion individual. I believe that abortion should be extremely rare. But it's not for me to make that decision. I can't do it. If I were female and got pregnant, then I would have to face that decision. But in that moment, I don't want the government in my head at that moment. I want to sit down with my doctor and the man that got me pregnant and my concept of God or morality and, you know, let me work it out. Stay away. I am a woman. Leave me alone. Get out of my face. Get away. So abortion, that's the other big issue. Now, there are a lot of people who think that they must stop abortion. Okay. Go ahead. Work through your legislatures. Do whatever you have to do. But a majority of Americans, 60%, say that Bush should not choose a nominee for the Supreme Court who would tamper with Roe v. Wade. 60%. Now, if a politician wins 59%. If a politician wins a race by a margin of 60% to say 40, that's considered a landslide. 60% of the American public. And I just have a feeling that probably 90, 95, maybe 100% of that 60% in their hearts are anti-abortion. But that's not the issue. The issue is pro-choice. The issue is whether or not it should be a choice available. Of course, I feel the same way about assisted suicide. It should be a choice available. And whether or not you smoke pot, it should be a choice available. Not because you have a brain tumor or leukemia, but because you might want to get high and you want to kill yourself drinking or smoking cigarettes. You just want to get high. That's all. That's all. Like a kid who goes to the playground. What does a kid on the playground do? First thing, he sees swings and those pushy merry-go-round things where you push and jump on. And he sees little bars he can hang upside. What's the first thing a kid does the first time you take him to a playground? Nobody has to explain to the kid what those toys are. He's 3 years old. She looks at those and she goes, oh, this is to get high. This is to alter consciousness. If I spin round and round and round, everything will be goofy. Let me do it. So is there a genetic predisposition to getting high? Yeah, probably. And they're going to lock people up for smoking pot? Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. But you never know. You know, someday, common sense might prevail. What do you think? Think you'd be alive to see it? Here, during the break, try some of this. Just kidding. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Today's item comes from the Department of Now They Tell Us. The Washington Post recently reported U.S. authorities have concluded police training in Iraq is a bust. U.S. officials there have even questioned whether it is possible to create a police force in Iraq while the insurgency continues. This is not what Bush said during the campaign. He repeatedly pointed to police training in Iraq as evidence his policies were working. He claimed 100,000 fully trained Iraqi soldiers and police were on duty. He said, "There are police being trained. That's a key part of our mission." He declared, "We're getting the job done." So before the election, Bush says the training of Iraqi police is going swell. Now his administration concedes it isn't working. Has it only fallen apart since Election Day? Or are we only getting the truth now? For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn for Air America Radio.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
In order for you to believe that this is what America wants, here's what you have to believe. You have to believe that America voted for one-party government. America voted for no checks and balances. They voted against their own personal privacy. So they voted against job creation. We voted against renewable fuels and ending our dependence on Saudi Arabia. And we voted for more war.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
Hi, I'm Cela Ward. Any working parent knows how hard it is to find good child care. 29 million boys and girls in this country are in serious need of a safe and affordable place to go while their parents work. You can help. Support the efforts of Colonel's Kids and your local YMCA child care. Call 888-333-YMCA, 888-333-YMCA.
My name's Sam Lawson from Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm on the mic.
The Mic 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Greg Black. Investigators in Colorado have recovered the cockpit voice recorder from the wreckage of a plane that went down Sunday, killing three people.
It does have an asbestos enclosure that encloses the actual recording mechanism. We don't open it up, so we're hopeful that it is intact and will yield some clues as to what happened.
Arnold Scott of the National Transportation Safety Board. The crash killed the pilot and a flight attendant. Authorities have also recovered a third body, believed to be that of the teenage son of NBC Sports Chairman Dick Ebersol and actress Susan St. James. Scott Peterson gets another no, this time from the California Supreme Court. The justice is refusing to order either a change of venue or a new jury for the sentencing phase of Peterson's murder trial. That means the penalty phase will begin tomorrow. Peterson will get either life in prison or the death penalty. Kofi Annan, the Secretary General of the United Nations tonight, expressing surprise about the level of involvement of his son in a company linked to the controversial Oil for Food program. CNN Radio's Richard Roth has the story.
Annan said he understood that his son had ceased working for the Swiss-based firm Cotecna in 1998 and that the relationship did not continue. Now, Annan says he understands there is a perception problem for the UN or the perception of conflict of interest. The feeling here is that the image presented could be one of influence peddling by Annan's son on behalf of his father, even if Kofi Annan didn't know about it. Richard Roth, CNN Radio, United Nations.
Another videotape from Al-Qaeda. This time it's Osama bin Laden's right-hand man pledging to continue fighting the United States. CIA officials are analyzing the tape, which they say appears to have been produced before the November 2nd presidential election. The man featured on the tape is under indictment for 1998 embassy bombings in Kenya and Tanzania. This is CNN Radio News.
Everyone knows the old saying, time is money. But for few is that saying more true than those who own and operate vending machines. At Sam's Club, we understand the value of your time and money. That's why we carry quality products from Frito-Lay and Pepsi. Whether it's Doritos, Lay's potato chips, or Cheetos, we have everyday low costs on the products your customers are looking for, all in one place. Because time is money, we want to make sure you have more of both. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
With all the recent news on prescription Vioxx, you may be asking what the right pain reliever is for you. Talk to your doctor and ask about Advil. The fact is, no other over-the-counter pain reliever has been proven stronger or to last longer on tough pain than Advil. Not Tylenol, not Aleve. Advil has been trusted by millions for over 20 years. Ask your doctor if the strong, trusted pain relief of Advil is right for your kind of pain.
Use is directed for occasional pain only. Do not exceed 10 days. Talk to your doctor if pain persists. Vioxx is a trademark of Merck & Company, Inc.
With the holiday shopping season now in full swing, more Americans are choosing to do their shopping online. CNN Radio's Gary Baumgarten reports from New York.
A new indicator of this, says Hitwise Vice President for Research Bill Tanzer, are the high numbers of online hits on Thanksgiving Day when the stores are closed.
I think it's two things. I think people are shopping during the days when the bricks and mortar stores aren't open. But what I also think is happening is people are doing their research online for offline purchases.
So rather than detract from store sales, Tanzer says online comparison shopping helps people select the items in stores they want to shop. Gary Baumgarten, CNN Radio, New York.
Uncle Sam says incidents of school violence were down 50% over the decade ending in 2002. Experts cite a greater emphasis on campus security. The man accused of fatally shooting a group of deer hunters in Wisconsin was charged today with 6 counts of murder and 2 counts of attempted murder. This is news from CNN Radio. Time magazine is out with an annual list of the cool inventions of the year. CNN Radio's Jim Roop says one of the things making this year's list is a new kind of corrective eye surgery.
If you're one of the many who, and you'll excuse me, wear Coke bottle thick eyeglasses, you never could wear contacts. You were even limited to the few styles of frames that would hold such thick lenses. Well, a new eye surgery called the Varicyce lens implant leaves you 2 glasses free. Rich Jones is 2 months into his post-surgery sight.
Freedom. I can get up in the morning, I can see the clock without... I was driving the next day.
Brad Pitt has had the surgery, too. Other cool inventions this past year include a wine bottle whose label tells you when it's properly chilled. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
And the post office bracing for another busy holiday season. They expect to handle 20 billion pieces of mail between now and Christmas. I'm Greg Black, and this is the CNN Radio Network.
Morning's edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Republicans should be ashamed of themselves for aligning themselves with religious fanatics who are defining the culture of this country. You know, in the face of, you know, science, truth, and reality, we've got to go back to the Middle Ages, you know, ideologically because of these people. And Republicans who are smart people, some of them, fiscal conservatives, have to align themselves with these people in order to maintain power in this country, and they don't think there's going to be a price to pay? Screw them.
Morning's edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
This is Martin Sheen. Making decisions is a big part of all of our lives, but no decisions are more important than the ones we make about our children's health. That's why you should know about Shriners Hospitals for Children. For almost 80 years, they provided expert medical care to kids with orthopedic problems or with severe burns, totally free of charge. And there's a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. If you know a child who they could help, call 1-800-237-5055. Shriners, building a better tomorrow for kids.
Always correct, but never right. It's time for Mike Malloy to step up to the mic. This is The Mic, 92.1.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. In case you missed the first hour, just a quick recap. The Supreme Court, the political right, once again, sticks it into the religious right and breaks it off at the handle. Supreme Court is not going to have anything to do with the Massachusetts gay marriage decision. That's, you know, they refused to hear it. They just said, you know, go away. They rejected a hearing without comment, which is the way the Supreme Court shows its disdain for an issue. Medical marijuana is on the agenda again. It was pled today before the justices. If you heard any of the questions from the Supreme Court justices or read any of the transcripts, the questioning was kind of hostile to the attorney for the woman involved in this particular lawsuit. But if they are true to their federalist roots, they will have to rule that the states can make decisions that the federal government does not or cannot interfere with where it concerns medical marijuana. This idea, it's interstate commerce. That's what the Bush administration is arguing, that it's, since it's interstate commerce, it is should be regulated by the federal government. Boy, can these people be that stupid? Can they be that stupid? What? People in California import pot? Oh, get real. All right, maybe a few do. But, never mind. So, and what was the other thing? Oh, yeah. What was the third thing, Kathy? The abortion thing. 60% of the American public says, look, I think what people are saying is we're not sure about the moral or ethical implications of abortions, but we do know this. They should be legal, and it should be a woman's right to make that decision. And hopefully, I would think, it would be a decision based on several factors, not the least of which would be a medical decision, a decision by the woman and the man who assisted in getting her pregnant, and as I've said before, their concept of ethical behavior. And if their concept of ethical behavior includes the possibility of getting an abortion, so be it. You know, who are you? Who am I? Who's the government to say, oh, no, you... No, we have an interest in your womb. And Bob in Miami emailed in during the break about using cigarettes. And that's a cheap shot, using cigarettes. I guess it's a cheap shot, using cigarettes in an analogous way to marijuana, smoking marijuana. Cigarettes kill, so they say, they being the medical establishment, 400,000, 500,000 people a year. And I'm not coming at this from a pure, I never smoked. I smoked for 40 years. The damage I did to my body is probably, I probably have 9 or 20 cancers down there. Just, Malloy doesn't know, but we're getting his ass right now. who knows? I hope that's not the case. But Bob writes, another huge difference between pot and tobacco is that pot isn't physiologically addictive, but tobacco is highly addictive. Some say harder to kick than heroin. Well, I've heard that too. That receptors in your brain that respond to nicotine are the same receptors that respond to stimulant in cocaine or the narcotic in heroin. Same thing. Same brain receptors. Whatever. And Bob says, let me be the 437th to say welcome back. No, actually, you're the first. people are listening tonight going, damn, it's another one of Malloy, best of Malloy programs. This is bad. This is bad. The U.S. military death toll in Iraq, November total, is approaching the highest for any month since Bush ordered an invasion against a third world country that couldn't defend itself, but is very slowly killing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Americans, while we continue to kill thousands and thousands and thousands of Iraqis. 133 U.S. troopers have died in Iraq so far this month. The deadliest month was last April. 135 U.S. troops died. 133 American soldiers who died, I think 130 of them prior to Thanksgiving in this country. Is that important that it's Thanksgiving? Yeah, emotionally it is. It is important because for all the families... And the extended families, not just mom and dad, or a husband or wife, or kids, who have the military show up, the major or the captain, the chaplain, right? To inform the family that their son, for the most part, occasionally, their daughter, is dead. 133 this month. So far... the death toll, the Pentagon's official death toll as of Monday is 1,251 Americans. Now, that didn't include two soldiers killed by a roadside bomb in Baghdad and another killed in a vehicle accident. So, call it 1,254 dead Americans. And as many as 100,000 dead Iraqis. According to the British medical journal, The Lancet, 100,000 excess deaths, most of which were women and children, non-combatants. Also today, Osama bin Laden's top deputy. What's his name? Ayman al-Zawahiri. There was a video on Al Jazeera, and al-Zawahiri said Americans, quote, have to choose between one of two methods to deal with Muslims, either on mutual respect and exchange of interests, or to deal with them as if they are spoils of war. He went on to say, you have to realize that we are a nation of patience and endurance. We will stand firm to fight you with God's help until doomsday, end quote. That sounds like Bush, doesn't it? Doesn't it sound like Bush, huh? We will fight you with God's help until doomsday. You know, God must be so pissed off. Wouldn't you be if you were God? Think about it for a minute, okay? You got the Jews, you got the Muslims, you got the Christians. It's like your three kids. You know, you're the parent, you're God. That's what this religious claptrap is anyway. But let's pretend. So you're God, you know, you're dad. Aren't you dad? Of course you're dad. Maybe your mom. I don't know. Your dad. You got three kids, and they're little. They're just absolute little bastards. These kids, they keep constantly killing each other. But since they're your kids and you're God, they keep coming back alive. You know, I'll kill you, and then they come back alive over and over. They keep killing each other. The Jews kill the Muslims. Muslims kill the Jews. Christians kill them both. Muslims kill the Christians. Kill, 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 kill. Don't you think God is pissed off? I would think so. Anyway. The al-Zawahiri, the number two Osama dude, says that Americans have to choose between two methods, either on mutual respect or spoils of war. Maybe we could try mutual respect? Nah. Of course not. Now, speaking of those excess deaths, according to AlJazeera.net, mass grave was discovered with women and children. Says residents of a village neighboring Fallujah have told Al Jazeera they helped bury the bodies of 73 women and children who were burnt to death by a U.S. bombing attack. The report said, we buried them here, but we could not identify them because they were charred by the use of napalm bombs used by the Americans. And reports, of course, are coming out that the U.S. military is using poison gas and other non-conventional weapons against civilians in Fallujah. That's according to eyewitnesses there. Of course, these are Arabs, so do we believe them? These are Iraqis, huh? Are we supposed to believe them? The Helen Thomas brought it up with Simple Scotty at the press briefing today. Helen, totally off topic, but, you know, this is what she said.
Why are we killing people in Iraq, men, women, and children are being killed there? I mean, what is the reason we are there killing people continuing? It's outrageous.
The reason we are there is the same reason the international community is united in helping Iraq. The international community is united in helping Iraq move forward on a free and peaceful and democratic future.
Ah, okay. Helen wanted to know, why are we killing people in Iraq? I'm sorry, the sound there was bad. There are many men, women, and children being killed there. I mean, what is the reason we're there killing people? It's outrageous. But Scotty's answer, that's it. We're there to, we're helping Iraq move forward on a free and peaceful and democratic future. If people are dead, oh, I don't know. There's damn sure peaceful once they're dead, right?
Why are we all fighting? Oh, why do we keep on lighting these fires, these bombs? We don't know what's gone wrong. Forgetting where we've come from and all of this.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Mother Jones sends season's greetings to the retiring members of the 108th Congress. Many of these public servants are packing up and heading where? Across town to K Street, Lobbyist Central in Washington, D.C. More than 90 former members of Congress already work for these big bucks lobbying firms. Heading this year's class is Pennsylvania Republican James Greenwood. This summer, he announced he would take a $650,000 a year job representing pharmaceuticals like Pfizer right as he was preparing to investigate links between a Pfizer drug and teen suicide. Conflict of interest barely begins to capture that outrage. Given how cushy lobbying jobs are, any fool could see that Congress members might be tempted to trade favors now for lucrative lobbying posts upon retirement. It's democracy for sale. Again. Congress needs to impose a longer waiting period on former reps who want to lobby, or it'll become harder and harder to tell who they're really working for. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
Is the term third world a derogatory term?
When it comes down to people of color, most of people of color in the third world.
I don't think it's a slur. The thing that replaced it in political correctness terms was the developed world and the developing world, but that's worse. It's like, eventually they'll be like us when they finally
evolve. Eventually they'll have boobs and pubic hair.
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
The Wisconsin State Journal has your chance to win free tickets to see a great holiday tradition in Madison. Back by popular demand, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert December 4th at the Alliant Energy Center. Now through December 1st, see the Wisconsin State Journal for details on how you can win your free tickets. Your chance to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra live from the Wisconsin State Journal.
Puts it towards the net, the Badgers score. Crashing in on the play, Ryan McMurtry beats the netminder, 1-0 Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin men's hockey team returns to the Kohl Center on December 3rd and 4th as they take on Minnesota Duluth. Face-off is 7:05 p.m. both nights. Why not grab a Famous Footwear family four-pack? That's four tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas, and a $5 Famous Footwear gift card for just $56. Additional tickets, which also include a soda and hot dog, are only $14. For more information or to order your tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com.
Big Brothers Big Sisters is looking for volunteers to be a guiding light for today's youth. Do you have the right qualifications? Let's find out.
Can you burp the alphabet?
Have you ever tied someone's shoelaces together?
Do you know what a noogie is?
Have you ever started a pillow fight?
Have you ever given someone a wedgie?
Think being a big means you have to act like a saint? Think again. To volunteer, call 1-888-412-BIGS or visit BigBrothersBigSisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Parents know the importance of eating 5 or more servings of fruits and vegetables a day. But that's something easier said than done, particularly with children. A serving of 100% white grape juice is a healthy, convenient way for children to get one of those 5 servings. Recent studies have shown that white grape juice is a gentle juice for young stomachs, so it makes a great place to start. And introducing 100% grape juice in the daycare and elementary school years, when you have the most control over your child's diet, is a great way to establish a lifelong pattern of healthy eating. A message from the Produce for Better Health Foundation and Welch's. For more information about health tips and the benefits of 100% juice, check out www.5aday.com and www.welches.com.
Welcome to the Mike, 92.1, home of the Air America Radio Network. Take your seat at the Mike, Madison's new progressive talk station.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's It's about 23 past the hour. Let's do some phone calls. You want to do some phone calls? Lee is calling from Indiana. Lee, welcome to the program.
Hey there, Mike. I'm so glad that you waited a little bit longer before picking me up, because I tell you what, you keep on cracking me up, and every time I was afraid to death you were going to call on me.
But, okay.
Especially with Scotty McCullen. Every time you mention his name, I keep on hearing my head quack, 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 quack.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, the guy just irritates me so much. It's like having sand in your bed at night, you know?
I have the unfortunate privilege of having John Hostetler being my 8th district congressman over here.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, the I-69 deal and wanting to change his name, that ain't nothing, okay? Let me tell you some of the other things that he's been up to.
Sure.
Two things really quickly. He claimed that there was a link between abortions and breast cancer. And that's totally false. I mean, that's totally... I don't think anybody else has mentioned that. He'd got it from some kind of weird thing or whatever.
Right.
But he also, though, this was last April 19th, 2004,
mm-hmm.
was actually stopped whenever he was at Louisville, Kentucky Airport, International Airport, trying to go to Washington, D.C. They found a pistol concealed in his briefcase that he was trying to take on board. Okay. Now, that in itself is not that big of a deal, except that he goes, oh, no. You know, well, Washington, D.C. has a no-carry permit over there. You know, you can't carry any weapons there.
Uh-huh.
He said, oh, I didn't mean taking it over there. I forgot it was my briefcase because I always carry it in my district because I'm afraid of my constituents. truly.
Well, you know, we did that. We talked about that story when it came out.
We did. Okay.
This guy is just an absolute freak. But it's kind of redundant to say he's a Republican freak.
Well, he's actually a freak within the Republicans. The Republicans actually don't like him.
You're kidding.
Oh, no, he's, and you know, your screener was asking me as far as, you know, is he really. Has a religious bent or anything like that. It's not that he's trying to pander to those guys. I haven't even heard of him going to any churches or anything like that.
Yeah.
He's just really rarely in this district here. He tries to go off all by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And we fought really hard, but we have those touchscreen machines over here.
Well, you're stuck with him. You're stuck
exactly.
With him.
But we're trying to get you over here.
Well, I hope it soon happens. We would love to be in the great state of Indiana. The Hoosier Gazette is one of my favorite newspapers. I love it, and we would love to be in Indiana other than the Internet. It may happen. Lee, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, sir. You have a nice evening. Al is calling from Sacramento. Al, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine, sir.
I hope you had a great vacation there.
Thank you,
yes,
I did.
I was seeing on the news the issue of medical marijuana. We all know that Rehnquist is dying of thyroid cancer, I believe.
Well, he's got it seriously. He's doing chemotherapy and radiation, I believe. Apparently, he has the type of thyroid cancer... anaplastic. Thyroid cancer is eminently treatable unless it is of the sort that it's referred to as anaplastic. Then it's my understanding that the prognosis is not very good at all.
Yes, well, before the other justices make their decision, I would strongly urge them to go to the hospital and visit him. And when they see him in pain, would they really, truly deny him any kind of medicine or plant or whatever?
Well, you know, the sad part here, Al, is that there are a couple, three, on this Supreme Court who are religious fanatics. Scalia is one, and Thomas is another, and the third, well, I think Kennedy kind of borders on that. But Thomas and Scalia are the types that if you are suffering horrifying pain, this is God's will. This is God's test of you. This is a purification process or whatever. And that what you should do is just, you know, accept the pain, thank God for the pain.
Well,
and cleanse your filthy, dirty, rotten soul with the pain. Now, to me, that's insanity.
No, I have to say, those are the ones I specifically urge to go over there and watch him suffer, because I've seen people die of cancer, and it's not pretty.
Oh, I know.
So they need to go over there and reaffirm their so-called beliefs before they make a decision, because, you know, to just discuss it is one thing, but they need to be standing in that room and looking at him.
That's right.
And to think about it, seriously. But, you know, the bottom line is those who use medical marijuana, regardless of their decision, they're not going to stop using it if it's going to relieve pain.
No, of course not.
A ridiculous thought. So, but I see on the news that they took a poll. It's, what, 75% of the American people are in favor of that. What kind of... You know, it's hard to find respect for this court as it is, especially after the year 2000. But you know, it's decisions like this that really show, you know, whether they're
let's hope they make the right decision this time on this issue. Again,
I'm not going to bet on them making the right decision.
I know. I hate to see the marijuana issue be decided on the basis of medical need. I frankly think marijuana should be as legal as, I don't know, pick one, cigarettes. Hey, we got a break here. Thanks, Al. I appreciate you checking in.
Take it easy, Mike.
All right, sir. You have a nice evening. We'll be right back. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Put up with some pain. 1,000 doctors can't be wrong, except of course in this one case. So all you good folks sing along, let's put them potheads in their place.
They say it helps them ease the pain and keep their breakfast down.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once, they've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Just in time for the holidays, the Mike 92.1 has a special stocking stuffer for you. It's a handcrafted keepsake that will warm progressive hearts all year long. It's Madison's Progressive Voicemail. Call 663-7291 now. You can leave a season's greetings for your favorite progressive. You can even sing us a carol. Just call 663-7291. We might put your message on the air so you can tell your loved ones, I'm on the mic. Madison's Progressive Voicemail is on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
The defendant, having been found guilty, is sentenced to 7 years imprisonment. Defendant will be remanded to custody immediately.
On June 4th, my big brother was sentenced to 7 years in prison for a gun crime. That day, he sentenced me to 7 years of not having my best friend to play with.
When you commit a gun crime, your family pays the price. Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
If you've ever thought about incorporating, get ready for some good news and a free offer from Corporate Service Center. If you have a business or are thinking of starting one, now's the time to consider all the advantages that incorporating can provide. There are plenty of reasons, such as reduced taxes, increased privacy, and protection from lawsuits. But there are also plenty of questions. How do you do it? What does it cost? How does it all work? Well, here's the good news. Right now, you can call and get a free consultation to answer all your questions, plus a free guide to choosing the right structure for your business. That's right, free. The booklet will explain in plain English the differences between limited liability companies, limited partnerships, business trusts, and corporations. You'll learn the truth about corporate credit. You'll find out what states are best for your corporation, as well as which to avoid. Call now for your free consultation and booklet. 1-800-633-7291. 1-800-938-2320. That's 1-800-NEVADA-0. What are you waiting for? Incorporate now. Call 1-800-NEVADA-0. That's 1-800-NEVADA-0.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Planet Check. Planet Check.
Get biodiesel into your school buses. Biodiesel expert and author Josh Tickell explains.
There are 390,000 diesel school buses in America transporting 24 million kids to school every day. Those kids spend an hour and a half in the school bus average.
The air inside the bus is more toxic than it is at the tailpipe.
That's unacceptable.
Asthma is the number one reason for children being absent from school.
Biodiesel is a four-end solution to that problem. You pour it in, you've solved the problem.
Biodiesel reduces carbon dioxide by 100%.
It reduces polyaromatic hydrocarbons that we know cause cancer. Sure, yes, it costs more. The cost of a latte per person per year. That's how much it's going to increase your taxes.
Stop fueling around.
Do it. Get it in your school buses.
Jumpstart the campaign at biodieselamerica.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Thanks for switching on the Mike 92.1. Bookmark our website and listen live online anytime, right from your desktop at themike921.com.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. How y'all doing? You everybody okay tonight? Doing all right? Did you have a good Thanksgiving? We did. We had a great Thanksgiving. I got together with four of my kids, and Kathy, of course, and two grandkids, and it was great fun. We had a good time. Did you have a good time? I hope you did. Let me give the phone number. They always tell me you don't give the phone number. 866-303-2270. Now, when I say four of my kids, it was from three different marriages. It's not just all Kathy. You know, Kathy's way too young to have a 38-year-old daughter. I, on the other hand, am not. Oh God, never mind. John is calling from Berkeley, California. John, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I am the chapter president of Students for a Sensible Drug Policy here at UC Berkeley.
Okay.
And I just thought I'd call in and make a couple comments on the medical marijuana issue.
Sure.
That you've been talking about. One was that you were comparing the medical marijuana thing to just outright legalization.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of people within the movement would agree with that. You know, that's important, and, you know, we think it should be legalized and all that sort of good stuff. But I think it's important to make the separation, too, just the difference between medical and non-medical use. I mean,
uh-huh.
The medical use is really about compassion, and it's about a medicine. I mean, these people aren't getting high from it. They're not getting any kind of psychoactive effects. It's, you know, it's about stopping pain, and it's about prolonging people's lives.
Oh, sure, absolutely. And I'm completely on board with that whole idea. I think marijuana has great palliative effect. On the other hand, it also, I would imagine, before it was used as a painkiller or as a way of avoiding illness, whether it's nausea or what have you, that before it was used as that, it was probably just used as something to get high, to alter consciousness.
But oh, absolutely.
I certainly make the
record goes back to 10,000 BC in
sure.
China. I mean, I think that's the first record of marijuana cultivation.
Yeah, and I certainly do make the distinction between the medical use of marijuana and the recreational use, and there is a definite distinction.
It adds, I mean, when you talk about them in the same context, or when people talk about them in the same context, not necessarily just you, it adds ammunition to the, you know, the DARE people and the,
sure,
know, DEA and John Walters and all that kind of stuff, because they can just say, you know, well, look at all these people, they just want to get high and smoke pot,
right,
and, you know, they don't care about the patients. But, you know, I think they really are important separate issues.
Oh, I agree. I agree. But I would be less than honest, and I'm just not equipped to be less than honest on this program. If I were to say that I totally support the idea of medical use of marijuana exclusively, I do not. I support the use of marijuana in any context that anyone wants to use it, the same way that I support anyone's sexuality. I do draw the line where it crosses the line into abuse. If people are, for example, I just said I support a person's sexuality. If the sexuality is directed towards children who cannot, as you said, take things in context, I realize you're talking about something else, then of course I draw the line. But sexuality or the use of intoxicants, if for adults, for people who can make an informed decision, who can weigh the risks, even if it is cigarettes, if somebody can say, okay, I'm going to roll the dice and hope that I smoke and not get cancer, which is what I did for decades. So, and I think people should have that right.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I definitely agree. It's just, I think it's important to advocate them separately,
to
keep it, particularly, you know, for the public and for the DEA constantly attacking the medical marijuana movement.
It makes it
for legalization, and it's not. I mean, there are a lot of people who are involved in it who really just want to help, you know, these cancer patients. If you've ever seen these people, you know, they're not getting high from this. They're, you know, they're in pain. They're in horrible, horrible pain.
Right.
And this is what gets them through the day.
I hear you.
So,
I hear you. Well,
yeah.
Listen, thanks
and
for... Yeah, go
thank
ahead,
you.
John.
Yeah. I just wanted to say also that however the Supreme Court rules, you know, I hope it rules in favor of it, but out here in California, we're not going to stop fighting, you know, so if there are any patients out there listening to this or family of patients, you know, this isn't going to be the end of it if they strike this down. It's just going to keep going. So
I won't stop until
there's compassion.
I would hope so. I would hope so. Thanks for checking in, John.
Right. Thank you.
All right, sir. No, I've had, I understand what John is saying. My brother, my baby brother, he was the baby in the family, or four of us kids, died of metastasized colon cancer. And it was a pretty ugly death. And there are good deaths. I said my mother died this year, and she had what I would consider to be a good death. But my brother Danny did not. He had a bad death. It was painful. It was ugly. And by the time the cancer, he had had a colostomy, and he's a cancer survivor. He's deader now, but statistically, he's a cancer survivor because he lived 6 years after the original diagnosis and surgery. But it spread all through his body, brains, lungs, everything. I mean, he was just eaten alive. But towards the very end of his life, I would go visit him in Toledo and take him as much marijuana as I felt safe in transporting across five or six different states to get there. And Ohio, of course, their laws, possession laws, are a lot more sensible than, say, here in Georgia or other states. So, and prior to my brother Danny's death from colon cancer, I had a friend here. Matter of fact, Jim Townsend is his name. Was his name? He's dead. He's been dead for 20 years. But he's the one in whose name the Townsend Literary Prize was established here in Georgia. Jim was the editor of Atlanta Magazine for a number of years, and he gave an awful lot of Atlanta writers their start. Everybody, he didn't give Pat Conroy his start, but he published a lot of Conroy stuff, Bill Deal, who else? Just a whole stable of Atlanta writers. Ann River Siddons, list goes on and on. But he developed lung cancer and took the standard treatment, which, you know, really is not effective, I don't think. But there were two of us, another writer and me, who decided to make sure that when he had his chemotherapy afterwards, he could tolerate the nausea. So we got him pot. We took him pot. And he finally got to the point where he couldn't roll the joints. And he didn't like smoking in a pipe. So we'd roll joints for him and take him out to his house. And I know about the medical aspect of marijuana. As a palliative, I don't think marijuana is a curative. I don't think it cures anything. But it has great pain-relieving or nausea-relieving, in other words, palliative qualities that I think... I don't know why this is an issue in front of the Supreme Court. Why is there debate on medical treatment? We don't want our terminal cancer patients to be hooked on marijuana? Is that, well, in the first place, it can't happen. Marijuana is not addictive. It is not addictive. In that sense, it's not a, quote, narcotic, end quote. Something else. God, I hate this topic. I hate it because I know, as I sit here, that there are hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of people in prison in the United States because of marijuana violations, marijuana law violations. I'm not talking about hard stuff. I'm talking about marijuana. Tens of thousands of people locked down tonight because they violated marijuana laws. And to me, it's insane. And as the caller from Berkeley said, okay, we should differentiate between medical use and recreational use. And he's absolutely right. Because he's crazies on the war on drugs side. Say, well, see, these people with brain tumors, they're just getting high. That shouldn't be allowed. Why shouldn't it? I hate the topic. That's why I don't bring it up. I absolutely hate the topic. It's just insane to me. Frank is calling from Chicago. Frank, welcome to the program.
Mike, how you doing? Good doing to talk to you.
Doing fine, sir.
Listen, I have the one thing that will stop them cold in their tracks. It's their own book against them.
The Bible?
Yes, sir. You're going to love this.
Okay.
129, let me read it for you. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which a fruit has of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for as meat.
Frank, God was wrong. I'm sorry.
No, but his law trumps their law, doesn't it?
Well, no, God made a mistake. These religious right, well, the people will tell you. When God created marijuana, when he created poppy plants, when he created this, that, or the other, that these religious right freaks and fanatics don't agree with, well, obviously it's a mistake, or God was drunk or high or something. I don't know. Maybe God goes on benders every once in a while. Who knows?
Let them read it and see how they interpret it. But to me it says, you know, maybe we should be eating this stuff. Maybe that's the cure for cancer.
Did you ever think that when the Bible mentioned herbs, though, God is just talking about tarragon and rosemary and sage?
All herbs bearing seed, which is on all the face of the earth.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it can't be more plain.
Well, then I guess it is merit. Well, obviously God made a mistake.
Yeah, tell that to them.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
Appreciate you checking in. And Frank was talking about Genesis 1. Verse 26. Check it out. Go ahead, check it out. We got a break here. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Smoking marijuana is more fun than drinking beer. But a friend of ours was captured and they gave him 30 years. Maybe we should raise our voices, ask somebody why. But demonstrations are a drag, besides we're much too high. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
I called this meeting because one of you, and I have my suspicions who it is, left this in my desk.
Generex?
Was it you, Schmidt?
No, sir.
Boyd?
Not me.
It was me, sir.
Ah, I should have known. Thank you, Jones. Finally, something worked.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denerex. Denerex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Thanks for taking an interest, Jones.
Oh, I'm interested.
Are you finally ready for Denerex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denerex Dandruff Shampoo. If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denerex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denerex.com.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
Now, this point about Condi Rice, though, is that she is completely incompetent. Why is she being put in charge of state?
Because she sits on the president's feet when he does sit-ups.
Because she sits on the president's feet when he does sit-ups. And the bottom line is George Bush is attempting a Soviet-style purge. Anybody who disagrees with the president is out. And that's the what they do. They attack reality.
The Majority Report. Weeknights 7 to 9.
On Edison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
For years, your parents got you the holiday gifts you wanted. Now it's your turn to do something for them. Last year, you got them a great new computer to keep them connected to the family and share photos of their new grandkids. But they're afraid to use it, and it's sitting there collecting dust. Breathe Easy Computer Training can help with individualized one-on-one training for your parents in their own home on their own computer. This year, make sure they'll be able to start enjoying their PC. Email info@breatheeasycomputing.com or call 257-3379 for personalized training packages and gift certificates.
Dear Mr. President, because the state of our feelings can narrow the range of our insights, deceptions are easily hidden in presumptions of innocence, and because every brick in hell is molded by habits and perspectives, war is always compelled by limits in understanding. Therefore, for dignity, please remember, any spiritual precept thought to be above criticism is too vainly filled with pride to leave room for divine humanity or moral governance. For contemplative education at Motto Citizens, behind the book and the oracle for the way to see whole, my name is Gola Wolf Richards. And for victory over blood spilled by confusion, I believe that nothing beats a failure but a try. Therefore, I wrote and recorded Silver Lessons for Global Citizenship, among other works that are Speaking for Virtue at MOTTOCitizens.com.
Take a deep breath, if you dare. Eric Tracy for Fresh Air. Do you remember when taking a deep breath wasn't a health risk? Well, Fresh Air offers a comprehensive line of air purifiers for your home, your vehicles, your hotel room, your office, your factory, and now even a personal air purifier that goes with you wherever you go. The Fresh Air Buddy could change your life. Now, are you an allergy sufferer, susceptible to every bacteria or virus that comes down the pike? Are you sensitive to perfumes or other odors? Then make a phone call and learn about the Fresh Air Buddy. The Fresh Air Buddy around your neck generates intensely charged particles, creating an almost contaminant-free breathing zone. Just try the Fresh Air Buddy for 1 hour and you'll be amazed that you no longer notice dust, smoke, toxins, allergens, or any offending particle or odor. Will the Fresh Air Buddy help you? You can decide risk-free. Here's the number to call.
Call 877-FRESH-38 now for your risk-free trial of Fresh Air. That's 877-FRESH-38. It's that easy. 877-FRESH-38. And breathe fresh air.
Healing a divided nation with forward thinking. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic. 92.1.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 9 before the hour. Let's see, where are we? Oh, yeah, we're right there. Okay, Elizabeth is calling from Virginia. Elizabeth, welcome to the program.
Well, hi there, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, well, I'm doing. But I've adopted Molly Brown, the unthinkable Molly Brown. I ain't down yet. I'm still fighting.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, but I think it's really necessary to keep that kind of theme. But I did want to report on this message that I heard today, and it's about the new emblem for the GOP.
Yeah, what is that?
The Republican, and I do have a short piece to read, and I do have to be careful. I talked with your screener about one word, and I've come up with another one, and we'll get to that anyway. The Republican National Committee announced today that the Republican Party is changing its emblem from an elephant to a condom. The committee chairman explained that the condom more clearly reflects the party's stance today because the condom accepts inflation, halts production, destroys the next generation, protects a bunch of PRICKS, and gives you a sense of security while you're actually getting screwed.
Well, I think we're off the air, Elizabeth. I think you just took us off the air. I don't think anyone can hear us now by spelling out that bad word. I'm just kidding, Elizabeth.
Okay. Well, I talked with Linda about that, and I couldn't. Then I thought of PIMPS. It just came to me because I don't have a wide variety in that area. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yes. That's a good one. I like that.
Well,
one.
I hope so, and I hope you and Kathy and Molly are doing well, and I hope that the baby didn't get too many chicken or turkey bones to chew on, to gnaw on.
No, that's a Southern tradition, but it's one that we pass on.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, all right. Well,
best health to all of you.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening.
Bye now. All right.
thank you, Elizabeth. Well, okay. That's a funny one. Marge is calling from Indiana. Marge, welcome to the program.
You got me on to follow that, did you now?
Absolutely. Only don't spell anything for me.
Oh, all right. I'm not a good speller anyway.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what she spelled. You know, spelling is not my forte.
There you go.
So how you been?
Just fine, Marge.
That's good. Did you get my notes?
Yes, I did. Thank you very much.
Did you like that headline?
I did. I got all your newspaper clippings. I always do. I very seldom acknowledge stuff that I receive, but it comes through, and thank you for it.
I know that. Well, you know, this whole idea, not only are the possessors of small amounts of marijuana locked up for 30 years, but so are anybody that happens to be with them, their spouse or their significant other or whatever's going on. I mean, these people are not... Maybe now that Ashcroft is going away, there won't be any amicus curiae before the Supreme Court that's going to say, well, you know, we can't allow this sort of stuff.
Well, I wouldn't be... I wouldn't
or is that
be,
holding out for too much hope?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. You know, Bush's attorney, who is now going to be the Attorney General...
Gonzalez?
Yeah. I don't think that he is going to be any more lax than Ashcroft was in making sure that people don't get high, because you're not supposed to get high unless you get high with something that's legal, like alcohol. And you don't get high with alcohol, you get low. But never mind, that's just, you know, a matter of...
Yeah, there's all...
Depends on where you're starting from, right?
But, yeah.
there, you know, and of course Viagra and all the so-called male enhancement drugs, they're okay too. I mean, that's okay, unless something happens and doesn't go away for 4 hours and you need immediate medical attention. Or an axe, you know, one of the two. But those drugs are fine. Those drugs are fine. But, you know, something that grows out there that God apparently was asleep, maybe one of the imps in heaven created it. Who knows? But like the quotation from Genesis 1:26, I think, it's all there. I mean, did God make a mistake? According to these right-wingers, he did, or something. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
They're so selective in everything they do. I mean, even when they read the Bible, they pick and choose what they want to herald forth from their pulpit.
Sure, I know.
Jeez.
I know. It's terrible stuff.
You know, one of the things that's interesting, and since he's cut the taxes so far down, that maybe some of the cities, and I've heard it mentioned in Chicago, I don't know how far they're going to pursue it or whether just somebody was dreaming out loud, but they were talking about the possibility where when it's small amounts that they were just going to simply issue a ticket and not go through the legal format of, you know, bringing them up on trial and all the rest of it. So, you know, you smoke your joints and you pay your $50 ticket and you go on your merry way.
Well, ticket schmick it, you know. I hate that too. Hey,
yeah.
Marge. There's the music. Got a boogie. Thanks for checking in.
It was good to hear Kathy's voice on the air just a while back.
Yeah, it was. I try to keep her quiet, but occasionally she breaks through. Thanks, Marge.
Be good.
All right, you too. You know, it just came to me. Maybe Satan put marijuana here to tempt mankind. That's it. There you go. That's the ticket. He put it here. Satan put marijuana here, along with naked women and playing cards, right? It's all designed to tempt. Oh, God. Quick break. We'll be back. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Molloy. Final hour coming up. Do stick around. Your phone calls when we come back. Stay with us.
Courtesy of 92.1 The Mic today, Madison's Progressive Talk.
I want to tell everyone, Madison's going to lead the way!
Well, I don't know about you, but I'll tell you, I can feel it in the air out here in Madison.
Madison, you're on the mic.
It's really an opportunity for Madison and for Wisconsin to let its voice be heard.
Stay informed and stay involved.
Here on Air America Radio.
Live in Madison.
Thank you, Madison!
The Mic.
Thank you!
92.1.
Bring some magic to this holiday season by taking your family to see Nutcracker Fantasy. One performance Saturday, December 11th. The director of Madison's own Nutcracker presents an original adaptation of the traditional music and dances you've come to cherish. Experience a performance that will last all season, featuring a live orchestra, spectacular staging, and captivating dancers. Be sure to see Madison's affordable Nutcracker Fantasy on Saturday, December 11th at the Wisconsin Union Theater. Call 262-2201 for tickets.
I'm Randy Rhodes from the Air America Radio Network, and I'm on the mic.
The Mic 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News. I'm Paul Chambers. A body believed to be that of the 14-year-old son of NBC Sports chairman Dick Ebersol was found beneath the charred wreckage of a corporate jet Monday night. Sunday's crash also injured Ebersol and another son. Arnold Scott with the National Transportation Safety Board can't say if ice on the wings was the cause of the crash.
I think anything is possible at this point, but we're looking into that.
The jet crashed Sunday morning as it was taking off from the regional airport at Montrose, Colorado. 7 U.S. Army soldiers from Fort Hood, Texas, were killed Monday when their Black Hawk helicopter crashed in heavy fog. This man describes what he heard when the chopper crashed in McLennan County, Texas.
I never heard a bomb go off. It sounded like maybe a train running into a brick wall or something when it hit the ground.
Initial reports indicate the Black Hawk hit a guy wire attached to a Waco television station's transmission tower. There were no survivors.
The U.S. military says an aircraft with three crew and three military passengers has gone missing over Afghanistan. Few other details are being given at this hour. The U.S. Supreme Court has refused to step into the controversy over legalized gay marriage in Massachusetts. Our Diculiano has more from Washington.
The Supreme Court has denied a conservative group's plea that it consider overturning the year-old decision in Massachusetts legalizing gay marriage. Without comment, the justices declined to step into the fight. Critics of last year's ruling by the Massachusetts Supreme Court say it violates the Constitution's guarantee of a Republican form of government in each state. The Massachusetts Attorney General has told the High Court Massachusetts voters can overrule the state court by adopting a constitutional amendment, which could be on the ballot in 2006. Dick Iuliano, CNN Radio, Washington.
This is CNN Radio News.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
Time to start thinking about mailing those holiday packages, our Cheryl Castro explains.
The U.S. Postal Service is gearing up for the holiday rush.
Between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year, we're going to handle 20 billion pieces of mail.
Spokesman Paul Harrington offers this advice to postal customers.
Write, type, or print complete address and return information. If you don't know the zip, never guess.
Harrington says the biggest mailing day is expected December 20th, with the heaviest delivery date 2 days later. Many post offices plan to extend hours and open on Sundays. Cheryl Castro, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
A divided federal appeals court Monday ruled the U.S. government may not block funds to colleges and universities that deny campus access to military recruiters. Some schools bar recruiters because of the Pentagon's policy banning openly gay men and women. This is news from CNN Radio. Researchers are driving around New York's Long Island tracking American black ducks and trapping them temporarily. Our Gary Baumgarten has more.
Trapping them long enough to put radio transmitters on them so that their habits over the winter can be tracked. Black ducks, an important species along the Atlantic coast, have suffered in winters past, but not on Long Island, where, for reasons perplexing to scientists, they thrive.
Not only monitoring the movements of the birds, but we're also monitoring their food supply.
Ducks Unlimited Conservation Planning Director Dr. Tina Yerke says since the wetlands are declining on Long Island, they are interested in knowing how and why the ducks fare well there over the winter. Gary Baumgarten, CNN Radio, New York.
And the U.S. government says gasoline prices have fallen for the fourth straight week to an average of $1.95 a gallon. That's still about 45 cents more per gallon than we were paying a year ago. I'm Paul Chambers. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Are you on the mic? Call Madison's Progressive voicemail at 663-7291 to let everyone else know.
It's so nice to have someone voicing my opinions, thinking like me, etc.
Tell us what you think. Call 663-7291 to get on the mic.
I just wanted to say that it's a fantastic radio station, and the information and points of view are up to date.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
There's something about me you folks might not know. Nobody likes me. Maybe it's because I like to attack people. I can reduce them to weak, stammering, confused, scared imitations of their former selves for life. I am a stroke.
Recognize the symptoms of a stroke and act quickly. To learn more about stroke, call 1-888-4-STROKE or simply log on to strokeassociation.org, because time lost is brain lost. A message from Don Rickles. This public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Always correct. but never right. It's time for Mike Malloy to step up to the mic online at themike921.com.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. This is Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy. Tom Hartman, with whom we used to work. He was on the IE America Radio Network. He is now independent liberal radio talk show host. He has a very timely and important article at essay at commondreams.org, How to Take Back a Stolen Election. You need to read this. We will post the link at MikeMalloy.com when the program's over this evening. But he writes that not only was the election of 2000 stolen by the Bush brothers, it was proven by the later statewide recount that even after Jeb's knocking thousands of African Americans off the rolls, Gore still would have won Florida had all the votes been counted. He goes on and on and on and on. He says, and there were demonstrations, loud and angry ones, but they were round the clock in front of Al Gore's vice president's residence in D.C. Remember that? Get out of Dick Cheney's house! What Tom Hartman is saying, where were the protesting Democrats in 2000 and 2004? Hartman writes, if Democrats and progressives had taken to the streets in mass numbers nationwide that November and December, he's talking about 4 years ago, it's entirely probable that the Supreme Court would have backed off and allowed a statewide recount to continue, and Al Gore would have been president for the past 4 years instead of Bush. Now, this is the interesting part that Hartman writes about. He says, ironically, the Democratic Party knows how to highlight election fraud and start national movements to bring down administrations that try to steal elections. A Democratic Party-affiliated group has helped do it four times in the past 4 years, but not in Ohio, not in Florida, or anywhere else in the United States. Instead, the Democratic National Institute for International Affairs, whose chair, by the way, is Madeleine Albright, Bill Clinton's Secretary of State, has joined up with a similar organization affiliated with the Republican Party, whose chairman is John McCain. That's the International Republican Institute. They've joined together with other non-government organizations and U.S. government agencies to support the use of exit polls and statistical analyses to challenge elections in Ukraine, Serbia, Belarus, and the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. In three of those four nations, they succeeded in not only mounting a national challenge, but in reversing the outcomes of elections. The common denominator, Hartman writes, among the nations targeted is that in all four, there was widespread evidence that regimes in power were planning to steal the elections. Hello. Hello, America. Hello, national news media. God, I hate you all. Thus, Hartman writes, we have the irony of U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell saying of the Ukrainian election that occurred last week, quote, Powell, we have been following developments very closely and are deeply disturbed by the extensive and credible reports of fraud in the election. We call for a full review of the conduct of the election and the tallying of election results, end quote. Mr. Powell, why doesn't someone of your stature in this country say the same thing about what occurred here? Huh? Hartman goes on and says, and although evidence of fraud and vote rigging in the 2004 U.S. election is mounting today, there was no widespread mobilization like the ones we encouraged in other nations or even saw in Florida in 2000. Thus, Hartman writes, it's extremely unlikely national institutions like the mainstream media or Congress or the Supreme Court will seriously challenge or even expose to the general public the many deficiencies of this election here in America. But you know something, Truth Seekers? We mentioned this before about when Kostanica succeeded, what's his name, the Serbian president who's on trial now for war crimes, Milosevic. And we've talked many times in this program how the people, the Yugoslavian people, surrounded the parliament building and more or less said to Milosevic, get out of town or we'll get you out of town. And here's Hartman talking about the same thing now that has occurred in Ukraine. Why doesn't this happen here? Is it because we don't give a damn? Do you think that's it? You got to read Hartman's article. We'll post it when the program's over tonight. But you got to read this. You got to read this. Now the fight in Ohio is continuing, as you know, if you've been following the news. I've had to do some catch up here, but the fight in Ohio is continuing. That's according to the Seattle newspaper today. So this 136,000 vote lead that Bush wound up with in Ohio is still being challenged. Has anybody thought about what will happen if it is determined, as it has been determined today, I understand, in several Florida counties that were being challenged, counties that were predominantly Democratic Party registrants who live there? Yeah, I know, it's a crappy sentence, I'm sorry. And yet it went for Bush. The county went for Bush, even with a majority, in some instances, 15-20% majority Democratic registered voters. It still went for Bush. It's turned out now in a few of those counties, as they recount the votes, using whatever system of recount they're using, that the votes were correct, that a lot of Democrats did vote for Bush. Now, my question is, what if this pattern maintains and it is discovered even in Ohio or any other state that is challenged that, yes, indeed, as far as being able to verify the votes, and that's the key, as far as being able to verify the votes, Bush did win. Now, as far as being able to verify the votes is a fairly important sentence or fragment of a sentence, is it not? If the machines or the system was tampered with to a degree that it is impossible to verify the votes, then it doesn't matter to the Bush crime family what the results are. It doesn't matter. I should say, if the results are challenged, because there's no way to determine that the tampering took place. Now, my question is simply, what will Democrats or liberals or progressives or a combination of all three, what will we do if it turns out to be the case that the numbers stand? The scorn and derision heaped on us by the right wing and the media, the mainstream media, which has turned into, as you all know, a pack of 25-cent whores. That's all they are. It's just awful, just awful. But what happens then, huh? What happens the next time? You all are familiar with the story of the boy who cried wolf. So I don't know. I'm not very encouraged tonight. Not discouraged as to the truth of this election being stolen. I believe that in the bottom of the soul. These Republican right-wing thugs telegraphed that starting 6-8 months ago with the attempts at voter suppression. They were determined because Republicans do not have an agenda that most Americans are concerned with or interested in. But 3.5 million votes out of 119 million cast—that's what they're saying. The 3.5 million votes decided this presidential election, and that those 3.5 million. Okay, they might find 10,000 mistakes, but that majority will hold. Now, will the majority hold because it is true, or will the majority hold because the trail of fraud and deception has been erased or never existed to begin with? Come on, let's not be stupid here, okay? When you're using programs that are programmed to program a certain program, You're going to track it down. You're going to find how it was jiggered. No, I don't think so. So think about that for a second, okay? Just for a second. We'll be right back after this break. But what are we going to do if the results are said to be valid and appropriate and right and just and correct? Then what? And there's no way to prove otherwise, huh? What are we going to do? Think about it. I'm Mike Malloy. Air America Radio is what you're listening to here.
Making plans to be with them soon. Talking softly on the telephone. Making plans to go out and do wrong.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon code on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
Mornings Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Look at what mobilized people to vote for our president. In Arkansas, you know, the gay marriage ban, 75% of the people passed it. 77% in Georgia, 75% in Kentucky. He mobilized these people. He got, if you weren't scared enough of terrorists, maybe your fear of homosexuals would drive you towards Bush.
Mornings Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
Are you a business owner or manager? Are you interested in increasing your sales and traffic? Would you like to invite quality, educated prospects into your business? If so, you need to step up to the mic. The Mic 92.1 is Madison's fastest-growing radio station, reaching a new listening audience on a new station in a new format. You think these consumers might be interested in new products and services like yours? We do, and we want to help you talk to them. The Mike's Marketing Solutions team specializes in custom programs that help you use your hard-earned dollars in the most efficient and effective way. Call the Mike today at 276-1300. The Mike listeners are passionate about their favorite shows and their favorite station. They're loyal to their new station and loyal to the sponsors that support it. Let us show you how to invite them into your business. Step up to the Mike 92.1 and put us to work for you. Call the Mike at 276-1300. Thank you for listening and supporting Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Puts it towards the net. The Badgers score. Crashing in on the play, Ryan McMurtry beats the netminder. 1-0 Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin men's hockey team returns to the Kohl Center on December 3rd and 4th as they take on Minnesota Duluth. Face-off is 7.05 p.m. both nights. Why not grab a Famous Footwear family four-pack? That's four tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas, and a $5 Famous Footwear gift card for just $56. Additional tickets, which also include a soda and hot dog, are only $14. For more information or to order your tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com.
Okay, let's say you're sitting at home when one of those TV shows comes on about the environment. You know, greenhouse gases and air pollution. You get all conflicted because you know it's important, but hey, you're just one person sitting at home watching TV. Well, with Energy Star, you can be part of the solution. The fact is, your home can cause twice the greenhouse gases of your car. It's true. That's why the EPA urges you to take action at home to help protect the environment. Start by replacing five lights in your house with ones that have earned the Energy Star, having your heating and cooling system checked annually, and looking for products that have earned the government's Energy Star. These are only a few ways you can help reduce your home energy bills and make a big difference in the fight against air pollution. Discover more steps you can take to reduce air pollution from your home and car at EnergyStar.gov. And thanks to Energy Star, the next time one of those shows comes on about the environment, you'll know you're making a difference.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-two past the hour, so it's just a question, you know, what happens if all the recounts turn out to favor Bush, even though you and I know what really happened here. Well, you know what, and I'm not necessarily looking for an answer here, but I think it's something that has to be considered. I'm sure you already have. You know, the perfect crime is to make sure that once you've completed it, part of the perfect crime is your fingerprints are not left behind. Without your fingerprints, well, that's what it used to be. Now, if you if you drop a hair off your head, they've got your DNA. But you understand what I'm saying. You get rid of the fingerprints. So what if the fingerprints have been gotten rid of? Right? Seth is calling from, or I'm sorry, Beth is calling from Florida. Beth, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike Malloy.
Hey, Beth.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I have been waiting so long to speak to you.
Well, here you are.
Yeah, thank you. I first wanted to say I really enjoy your passion about what you believe in and how you do this consistently every night on the radio. It's great. And we love you for it.
Well, that's very, very, very kind of you to say that. Thank you.
My main concern was about the 2002 Help America Vote Act and, you know, how the regulations that were set in place didn't really hold up, and they knew that they weren't going to hold up.
Right.
It actually should have been called the Help America Get Swindled Out of Their Vote Act.
There you go. There you go.
I worked with Robert Wexler a little. I'm a journalist, so don't hate me.
Okay.
I worked with Robert, who was trying hard to get the paper trails in Florida. I'm from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sad. The legislation got to the floor of the House of Representatives, and it was instantly shot down.
Right.
And what happened was they went out, and they bought these machines that they knew they were going to have problems with, and when the time came around to, you know, try to get money for machines that could produce paper trails, they just said, you know, we don't have the money for that. We can't go in and revamp this. But they had 4 years
mm-hmm.
to work this out. I mean, we have the same problem as we did in 2000. I'm sure you've read Greg Palast's stuff.
Sure.
And, Right. You might have seen the best money, the best democracy money can buy,
right,
and Bush family fortunes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's atrocious that these types of things keep going on, and we're never going to have a real vote. The only state that had a paper trail, I believe, was Nevada. And, you know,
that's not enough.
The same standards need to be held in every state.
Right. You're saying the only state that used touchscreen voting that had, or computerized voting that had a paper trail was Nevada.
Right. I believe it was Nevada.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they have that standard, all the states should have the same standard. And, you know, what we're also seeing, you know, is the same type of... We would need an election month to tackle these problems. We have people in Ohio waiting 8 to 10 hours in line, and guess what? They get a pen to fill out one of those provisional ballots.
Right.
I heard rumors. I don't know if they're true, but I heard rumors that some of the pens wouldn't scan properly. If you had a bad pen, it wasn't going to scan right on an optical ballot, so your vote was going to get wasted.
So, oh my God!
So I don't believe the same things are keep happening, and just the targeting of, you know, black precincts in particular. You know, that's where Greg Palast talks a lot about.
Right.
Is that, you know, they go in and they deliberately make these changes. If you watched anything about his stuff on BBC Newsnight, you could actually see what was going on. They would go in, you know, Greg went in with a guy who was a nurse, a black guy who was a nurse. He went in, he couldn't vote. They found out why he couldn't vote, and it took them years and years just to get him to vote. He follows through the whole story,
right,
and it's just crazy that the guy, after 4 years, still couldn't get a chance to vote. And if it weren't for Greg Palast, he wouldn't have gotten a chance to vote.
Well, the system as it is now, of course, you mentioned 4 years since the original problem.
Right.
And it hasn't been corrected. It's designed to not be corrected.
That's right.
Right. There's no interest. There's no interest in fixing or changing or making real, honest, and just the way we vote in this country now. In fact, the effort now, and so far it's proving very successful, is to make voting a farce, a fraud, a sham, a myth, something that is controlled before the first voter walks into the voting booth. And I understand what you're saying. Hey,
absolutely.
Listen, I've got to leave it there.
Okay.
Beth, I appreciate you checking in, and hope to hear from you again. Take care, okay?
Bye-bye.
All right, quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
What's next in store from the Bush Mob? Mother Jones knows, and it ain't pretty. Right now, Air America listeners can get a great deal on Mother Jones magazine at readmojo.com. Each issue features some of the finest investigative reporting anywhere, plus tips on how you can stand up to the wing nuts. Now, at readmojo.com, you can subscribe for just $10, less than the price of a pizza. Check out Mother Jones at readmojo.com. That's readmojo.com.
So I got the hint.
What hint?
About my problem.
Believe me, you don't have a problem.
I'm talking about the Denorex you left in the shower last week.
Oh, that. Well, I noticed your dandruff was back.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denorex. Denorex penetrates deep into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
I wanted to tell you how great your hair looked, but I guess we got sidetracked.
Are you finally ready for Denorex? Use as directed.
Madison, you're on the mic with Madison's Progressive Voicemail. That's right. Madison's Progressive Talk now presents Madison's Progressive Voicemail. Call 663-7291 now. Leave the mic a voicemail and let us know what you like or what you love about the mic. But that's not all. Call 663-7291 now and you can tell your neighbors, I'm on the mic. Offer void in red states. Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic 92.1. Visit themic921.com for details.
Merry Christmas.
The Wisconsin State Journal has your chance to win free tickets to see a great holiday tradition in Madison. Back by popular demand, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert December 4th at the Alliant Energy Center. Now through December 1st, see the Wisconsin State Journal for details on how you can win your free tickets. Your chance to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra live from the Wisconsin State Journal.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Are your glasses or contacts driving you nuts? Have you considered laser vision correction but just aren't sure it's right for you yet? If this sounds like you, then listen to this surprising story from the world's greatest golfer, Tiger Woods.
Hi, this is Tiger Woods. For years, I played golf with an invisible handicap. It was my contact lenses. My eyes would sting, burn, and water, all the while I was trying to concentrate on championship golf.
Then Tiger discovered what he described as a miracle from the doctors at TLC Laser Eye Centers.
I had the LASIK procedure with the TLC Laser Eye Center surgeon, and the results were fabulous.
Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contact lenses.
I'm 20/20 with no contacts. It's unbelievable not to have to deal with the hassles and frustrations of glasses or contacts.
Call 1-800-400-6787 now for all the exciting details, including a free video and complimentary evaluation. Call now to find out more today. 1-800-400-6787. That's 1-800-400-6787.
Planet Check. It's the 2004 Brower Youth Awards for Outstanding Leadership in Green Activism. As a student at Yale, Billy Parrish started the climate campaign to take aim at global warming.
We're really trying to sound the alarm on this issue. The climate campaign is a coalition of 125 Northeast college campus groups that are working on energy issues.
Parrish says there's a lot of misinformation.
There's a near-perfect consensus in the scientific community that global warming exists, and the only people who don't think that exists are people who are funded by big oil companies.
This 23-year-old believes global warming will be the defining issue of his generation.
I think that our generation is also going to have to make substantial changes to the way that we live. So if we don't start educating people soon, I think we're in trouble.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
This is Randy Rhodes. I've been doing Progressive Talk Radio since before there was Progressive Talk Radio. Well, there was. It was just me. So join me weekdays from 2 to 5 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
I'm gonna leave the city.
26 before the hour. By the way, earlier this evening when we were talking about the lawsuit, I guess that's it, that was filed by 23 or 24 of the, at the time, kids who sang on Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall cut off the Wall album. We don't need no education, you know. I pronounced it, what did I call it? Islington? It is pronounced Islington. I just got an email from Rosalind, who is from London. Islington. I pronounce it Islington or Islington or whatever. I don't know. So, you know, just trying to keep the record straight. Thank you, Rosalind. Like nobody cares. Regarding the comment just made about pens that aren't picked up by optical scanners when you fill in your registration to vote. Walter writes from New Mexico. He says, it's true. Alcohol-based markers don't show up in optical scan machines. It was going on in New Mexico. Bastards. That's how he signs it. Bastards. Walter. Thanks, Walter. I had no idea. You know, I've been naive enough to believe. God, I'm embarrassed to admit this. I have been naive enough to believe that when we cast our vote, the one thing that couldn't be tampered with was the vote, you know? Now, when I say I was naive enough to believe, I believe that up until 2002. Even in the 2000 election with the hanging chads and so on and so forth, it didn't occur to me that the machinery, the little punch thing, the little stylus where you'd punch, you put your card in there and punch, that what you were punching into could be filled up with chads left over from another election so that the one you were trying to punch out wouldn't punch out altogether, and then your vote could be declared null and void. I had no idea. You know, I really didn't. Talk about stupid and dumb. Huh? Talk about stupid. Hello. You see my hand in the air? Stupid ass Malloy. I honestly believe the one thing that would not be tampered with in this country would be that vote thing. Stepping into that vote thing booth place and punching or touching or marking. That they could lie to us through their teeth during the campaign. They could tell us that all hell was going to break loose unless we voted for them. Yada, yada. They could have their lying, stinking 30 and 60 second commercials. They could fill the airwaves with lies and half-truths and untruths. They could hire some piece of human waste like Limbaugh to get out there and tout the party line. But when the rubber hit the road, I could walk into a voting booth. And my vote would be recorded the way I punched it, touched it, marked it, clicked it. And then I went through the 2002 elections here in Georgia. And watched the, I hate this expression, the perfect storm of events. Voter news service. Shutting down. No more exit polls. The consortium of media outlets that put that together. No, we're out of here. Saxby Chambliss becoming the new senator, defeating Max Cleland. Saxby Chambliss, some half-witted moron from Moultrie, Georgia. You know where Moultrie, Georgia is? It's down near the Georgia-Florida state line. No offense against Moultrie. I'm sorry. If you're listening in Moultrie, you know, what can I say? But Saxby Chambliss is this half-wit. And he wins. And Sonny Bubba Perdue, who said, well, you know what? We ought to have our rebel flag back on the state flag, so vote for me. and then once he got elected, you know, with the redneck vote here, because, you know, most people in Georgia who are progressive or liberal or Democrat thought, no, this is 2002. Folks are not going to go to the polls to get the rebel emblem back, a battle emblem back on the Georgia. No, can't be. Well, guess what? Yes, it was. And as soon as what's his name? Perdue was elected governor. He said, well, now y'all can go screw yourselves because I ain't going to push that issue at all. So, it never came up. But Saxby Chambliss defeating Max Cleland, Sonny Perdue defeating Roy Barnes, the Democratic governor here, I went through that. And all of a sudden, when Greg Palast comes up with the skewed lists and the voter purges in Florida and what happened with the Diebold machines here in the 2002 election, every single precinct in Georgia had a Diebold machine. We were the proving ground. Let's see if it can be done. Let's see if we can take two candidates who are ahead in the polls and reverse it. And they did. So, you know, the naivete that I felt, the innocence at my age, shame on you, Malloy, the innocence, the belief that no matter what was said, no matter how many lies or truths were told, when I walked into the booth and you walked into the booth, that's when we decided. If we were ill-informed and made our decision based on wrong information, it was still our decision. It was still being recorded. If I punched A because somebody told me that B would give me cancer, okay. At least I punched A. and it was recorded as A. But when I punch A and it's recorded as B. So here we are. Here you are. Here I am. Here we all are. Okay? Now, the right-wing crazies say, well, it's because God and Jesus helped us win. No, it's not. It's because you're lying, sneaking cheats. That's why. That's why. But what a shock. Taking 8 days off like we did. Eight working days, but 8 days, as Kathy and I did. And going someplace where we could just clear our heads and thinking about this. Just thinking about, here we are in 2004, for the second time, for the third election cycle, but the second time in a row, we have a thug, a liar, a cheat, and a sneak as president who has no business being there. He did not win. He did not win. How do I know that? Because a society does not vote for death and destruction and war and a busted economy. You don't do that. You give somebody 4 years and you say, how did he do? Well, he did terrible. Let's get rid of him. There's somebody else. That's what you do. So what an awful situation. I don't know what to do. I really don't. I think Bev Harris and blackboxvoting.org and all these websites, go for it. Go for it. The Greens and the Independents were challenging in Ohio. Go for it. The Kerry people working behind the scenes. Go for it. But then you start to see reports like are starting to dribble out of Florida. The counties in question in Florida. Well, we checked, and guess what? Yeah, Bush won. Damn, what you think of that? And all the counties, all the precincts around the country that use these damnable destroyers of democracy, these touchscreen voting, these computer voting machines, and the results come back. Well, look, I'm sorry, we checked it. We checked it. Guess what? It really is. It is disillusioning and it's frustrating. And for some people, I'm not saying necessarily for me, but for some people, the right wing may have found the one issue to take the wind out of the sails completely. Go ahead, sucker. Fight as much as you want. We control the machines. And there will be no record. And we will determine every single vote. And we're not fools. We're not going to give George Bush a landslide. We're going to give him 2%. Just enough. So the frustration, and this is mostly rhetorical. I don't expect you this late in the program to call in and comment about this. You can tomorrow night if you want to. But, I don't know where to go with this thing anymore. I really don't. I know what Jesse Jackson's doing in Ohio. I understand, but I watched in 2000 when the vote was to be certified by the United States Senate, and I watched member after member after member of the Black Caucus beg for one senator to sign on, just one, which is all it took, to challenge the results of 2000, and not one, not one, nobody. So what's going to happen this time? Is somebody going to challenge the 2004 election in the United States Senate when it's up for certification? And who's going to respond this time? If they didn't respond, the Democrats didn't respond, not one Democrat didn't respond in 2000, is one Democrat going to respond in 2004? And if the answer is no, then what? The election's certified, it's over. And the destruction of representative government in this country is a fait accompli as surely as if it never even existed. So, I don't know. I don't know what to do about this. I really don't. I said a couple of months ago, half tongue in cheek and half not, anybody who's lived under fascism, whether they're Italian or Spanish or Japanese or German, will tell you, well, if you're not a targeted minority group, if you're not gay, if you're not Jewish, if you're not this, if you're not that, it ain't bad. Just shut your mouth, go to the mall, buy your stuff, celebrate this pagan crappy holiday, no, the small p, no offense, guys, this pagan holiday we call Christmas that's been totally polluted and corrupted, and just keep your mouth shut, and everything will be fine.
And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you.
Larry King here with a timely message. These days, keeping my immune system strong is more important than ever. That's why I believe in getting more from my vitamin C, the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So do what I do and help your immune system face the challenge. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for Ester C at Albertsons, CVS, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
It was the single largest loss of life from an enemy attack on American soil. It was also the biggest intelligence failure in the history of the United States. Critics are calling it one of the most important documents of the modern era, a must for anyone who wants to know the truth about 9/11, a riveting read that will alter the course of history. Could 9/11 have been prevented? For the first time, access documents, interviews, transcripts, and previously unreleased material. Learn why the highest levels of government ignored repeated warnings by the head of counterterrorism, how a presidential memo warning of terrorist hijackings went unheeded just 2 months before the attack. You heard the rumors, now get the facts. Call us right now.
Toll free. 1-800-590-3488. Get the facts you deserve to know. 1-800-590-3488. The 9/11 Commission report you must have. Call us today. 1-800-590-3488. That's 1-800-590-3488.
Welcome to What's on My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in windows.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
There is no way that this turn of events is a mandate of any kind for George Bush's agenda. The second term of any president, even the media hacks take the gloves off to some degree. Even the hacks take the gloves off a little bit.
Even the geishas.
Even the geishas. They stop. They take the knee pads off just a little bit on the second term.
The Majority Report. Weeknights 7 to 9. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mic. 92.1.
Okay, we got a Pentium 3 with a 256 meg cache.
Do you wish someone would just talk to you in English about your computer? Using your computer doesn't have to be intimidating. It can be a tool that keeps you connected to the world. Breathe Easy Computer Training will help you in your home learn how to use your computer, whether you're a beginner or learning to use a new piece of software. With friendly one-on-one service, Breathe Easy Computer Training eliminates the fear. You can email info@breatheeasycomputing.com or call 257-3379 for personalized training packages and gift certificates. Oh, and you will be able to understand every word.
If you're refinancing to access equity or looking for a new home loan, you can feel more secure that MadisonMortgageMarket.com lets you work with local lenders. You're not sending your information off to someone you'll never meet in person. Fast, free, and secure. MadisonMortgageMarket.com lets you shop up to 8 local mortgage lenders with one click, confidentially. Brought to you in part by CFL Financial, a participating member of MadisonMortgageMarket.com.
This is Police Officer Denise Armstrong from Madison Area Crime Stoppers. There have been several robberies around the area recently, and police are hoping someone will come forward with information. The Monona Police Department is investigating a robbery of the cash store on West Broadway Street. On August 27th, just after 10 p.m., a masked subject armed with a small, silver semi-automatic handgun robbed the two female employees and then fled on foot toward Lake Point Drive. The suspect is described as a black male, 6'3", wearing a light blue hooded sweatshirt and dark blue jeans. The Madison police are also investigating a robbery to the Citgo on Flom Road on September 24th, just after 10 p.m. The suspect in this case was also masked. He was wearing a blue full-length jumpsuit, a royal blue knit cap with the logo A on the front, and royal blue knit gloves with rubber grips. If you have any information about these crimes, or any crime, please call Crime Stoppers at 266-6014. Callers can remain anonymous and may be eligible for a cash reward of up to $1,000.
Close your eyes and imagine you're on an unspoiled beach somewhere, sunlight streaming through the palm leaves. A paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. Because the Nature Conservancy works locally with people like you to save precious places around the world forever. That way, closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. Nature.org.
4 more years won't be much fun, but there's so much work to be done. Fight back every day until 2008. Here on the mic.
Eight and a half before the hour. God, we're just about out of time. Christina is calling from New York City. Christina, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
I was listening in the beginning of your first hour. You were talking about the abortion and homosexuality issues. And
yeah, yeah.
Besides using them as wedge issues to get votes, the Republicans, I think, well, they're practicing fascism. It's fascism in disguise, and it's not even a good disguise.
Yeah, true.
We're becoming a militaristic warmonger state, and a warmonger state doesn't want to encourage abortion. Hitler told women to have a baby for the fatherland. He had state orphanages for them.
Right.
And you know, he wants to, you know, we want to keep babies alive so we can send them off to die when they're 19. And how did Hitler treat homosexuals? A warmonger state doesn't want to encourage homosexuality because they don't have as many children as heterosexuals, and they're less likely to become soldiers anyway. And a warmonger state doesn't mind exporting jobs because that leaves a larger pool of potential military recruits. And marijuana smokers are notoriously unaggressive.
Right.
They don't make good soldiers either. And, you know, Hitler also intimidated voters and stuffed ballot boxes. So the whole thing, it's just, I see us drifting toward that, and I know that half the voters in this nation didn't opt for this. So
yeah, you know, who said it? Fascism will come to this country in the name of anti-fascism, or however that slogan was worded. I'm as concerned about it as you are, Christina. I don't understand how people are willing to give away the one precious thing that we have had all these years. Granted, our Constitution started out as a racist, sexist, hate-filled, when you get right down to it, tract. It still had some good ideas in it. And over the years, we matured enough to get some of the racism out of it, some of the sexism out of it, some of the hatefulness out of it. It's been kind of a document that grew. And now, it's gone. As far as I'm concerned, it's gone. When I can't walk in here in Georgia to a voting booth and feel utterly and absolutely confident that what I'm voting for is being registered at the way I'm voting it, then it's over. It's over. The trust that exists between the governed and those who do the governing has got to be absolute. If the trust is not there, if the system of choosing the leaders is not there, and it's not a valid system, then what do we have? A farce, a sham, a stage play, nothing, a joke. And that's what has me concerned, but... Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Thanks for checking in, Christina.
You're welcome.
Appreciate your call. And credit, of course, here on the program where credit is due, as always. The program engineered in New York by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Linda Blake screened your calls and is responsible for all the best of shows that were on last week. And again, just wanted to mention that again. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall of MaximumInteractive.com is our webmaster at MikeMalloy.com. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, archives of programs. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. Catherine Bay is the executive producer, and we invite you to check out AirAmericaRadio.com any time for lots of... Do we have video poker there yet? We don't? Damn. Robin is calling from West Virginia. Hey, Robin, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, good evening, and welcome back from your vacation.
Thank you. How's everything in the wonderful world of radio in West Virginia?
It gets weirder by the day, you know. you know, not for anything I'm doing, God knows.
Yeah, of course not.
Just keeping up with the weirdness of the right-wing religio freaks, and ran across this one little thing out of Texas I thought you'd at least get a giggle out of.
Yeah.
Apparently, they had something called Twerp Day down in Spurger.
Yeah, we talked about that last week before last.
Oh God, I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, we talked about it where people cross dressed and somebody said, "Now, may turn them into queers."
Oh, you know, yeah, some of the quotes just are
right. No, we did a whole segment on that, Robin. It was
I'm sorry, I missed it. Must have been on the way home.
It must have been. It was one of the more hysterical items. That we've covered. Oh, and by the way, just between you and me, that story about the representative from the 8th District in Indiana earlier tonight about changing the name of I-69, just between you and me, Robin, I've had a lot of people email me tonight and say, look, that's a satire website. It's a cousin of The Onion. But and I just want to let you know that I know that.
Yeah,
but I think it was a good story anyway.
It was a load of fun because right. We got an I-68 here in West Virginia. And it's equally dirty.
Yeah, I know. Don't even go there.
Yeah, I know. I won't. but just to answer your question real quick, your query about what happens if we find out they cheated.
Yeah.
I'm equally as disturbed by the notion of what happens if we find out that, you know, I mean, we find out they did cheat, that it's all dirty, because I don't think we'll do anything. I'm kind of getting like Bart Cop.
Yeah, I don't think we will either. What a damn shame. We're not going to be like the Ukrainians. We're not going to be like the Yugoslavs. We're not going to be like the Georgians. We're just going to sit back and say, oh well, you know, it's Christmas. I've got to get to the mall in order to celebrate Christ's birthday. You know, I got to go buy stuff.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying, Robin.
I hear the music.
Hey, thanks. All right, thanks, Robin. I appreciate it. I will talk to you again. That's it for tonight. Thanks for participating on whatever level. If we didn't get your phone call, I apologize. Try again, okay? We'll do it. We'll get to you. Eventually, everybody in America will be on this program. Just keep trying, all right? I'll see you tomorrow night. Do take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Just in time for the holidays, the Mike 92.1 has a special stocking stuffer for you. It's a handcrafted keepsake that will warm progressive hearts all year long. It's Madison's Progressive Voicemail. Call 663-7291 now. You can leave a season's greetings for your favorite progressive. You can even sing us a carol. Just call 663-7291. We might put your message on the air so you can tell your loved ones, I'm on the mic. Madison's Progressive Voicemail is on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
I'm sick of this. I'm sick of dealing with
what a child learns about violence.
Who do you think you are?
A child learns for life. Teach carefully. We're Act Against Violence, and we can help you teach your child how to rise above violence, not succumb to it. Call 877-ACT-WISE for a free brochure. And stop violence before it starts. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and Act Against Violence.
My name is Matt Cohn from Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm on the mic.
The Mike 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Paul Chambers. A search and rescue operation is underway this hour in Afghanistan. The U.S. military is looking for one of its aircraft with six aboard, including three civilians. The plane went down in a mountainous area of central Afghanistan. Seven U.S. Army soldiers died Monday when their Black Hawk helicopter crashed in central Texas. Jerry Pursley is with TV Channel 25 in Waco.
A Black Hawk helicopter left Fort Hood en route to Texarkana. It hit a guy wire, I guess farmer, rancher, whoever lived kind of right there in that area, heard the noise and looked out back and then saw the helicopter kind of twirling and hitting out in a pasture and crashing.
There was heavy fog at the time of the crash. Montrose, Colorado coroner Mark Young believes they have recovered the body of Teddy Ebersole from a plane crash site.
He was under the aircraft when it came to its final resting place.
Teddy Ebersole, the son of NBC sports executive Dick Ebersole and actress Susan St. James, the pilot and the co-pilot also died in Sunday's crash. Ebersole and another son survived with injuries. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to step into the controversy over the Massachusetts court ruling that legalized gay marriage. Dick Giuliano.